What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is rockin' and rollin' for Tuesday. And we're in the DealsInTheD.com studios. And there's much, much, much going on. Oops, almost knocked over. Oh, how did this award get here? Jesus. Oh, my God. Look at this. You know, it looks like I'm piling up awards here, but honestly, this one's probably the most valuable.
Is that an award or is that a nominee?
It's a nomination, but it's probably the most, the greatest honor we ever received was to be nominated for the Marconi Award, which is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing. Oh, we didn't win. That was in 2010, too.
Does it bother you the way the name of the show's written on there? Did anyone ever call it Drew and Mike in the Morning?
Yeah, I know. That is kind of weird. I never noticed that. Now, this
that's
is
the
stupidest
nickname I've ever heard.
The Big Brothers Big Sisters of Metropolitan Detroit with the Drew, Mike, Trudy, and the WRF crew for their outstanding support and commitment to youth at Rockin' Bowl back in 97.
Oh, yeah. I remember Rockin' Bowl.
Yeah, that was fun. Should do that again. Where's our NAF award? National Association for the Advancement of Fat People?
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
What, is it NAFA? Is that the name? They use the word fat?
I think so, yeah.
They did.
They're taking that word back. They're owning it, like queer.
Did Mike Clark run off with that award?
That's a great question.
I don't know where it is. It was up in the studio, in the old studio, and
I don't know if that made the move.
Maybe it didn't, because I don't remember the new place. I think Clark.
Oh, why won't anyone give me an award?
I think Mike was so proud of it, he took it home. And that was, we started doing full figure dating, which was.
Oh, yeah.
A different kind of idea. And I got to tell you, that was so damn. It was funny and tragic, because you'd get these girls on the phone, and they were really sweet, and they were cool. And they're like, yeah, 5'6", 180, and. I just want to meet a nice guy. And you know, the calls start coming in, and then somebody go, so, are you curvy? And I go, oh yeah, I got, 36F breasts. I'm big all over. Oh. And then the next call, all of a sudden calls just start coming like crazy. And one guy's like, oh, what do you weigh? He had just jumped in the middle.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I'm 180. And he goes like, holy God, I'm out of here. See ya.
He missed the whole point of the bit.
He had no idea. And that would happen to a lot of people, would just jump in the middle and start calling because they hear something they liked or they hear a girl sounding. Anyway, it was unfortunate that people.
You available right now? My buddy here likes him over 250.
anything for the Hall Financial Hotline today?
Possibly. A guy is in trouble once again at Walmart for mooning customers. I don't know why he had to get arrested for mooning customers. I don't know why he was.
Did he have a face mask on his ass?
For his butthole?
Because they say that farts can transmit coronavirus, except because they wear a mask, which is essentially your clothes.
So he recorded the encounters on his phone, I assume, because he wants to be an influencer, even though he's 27. If you want to try them. There's also a number. I don't know. This one seems easy pickings. But she's a 106-year-old in Detroit that got her birthday parade.
Aww.
Oh, wait, nice. May I set that up?
Is it
did
more,
you get the St. Clair Shores police down there, too?
Is it more appropriate for a 106-year-old or a 13-year-old?
Yeah. 106-year-old, I would say.
I think so, too.
I think a 13-year-old, yeah. you want to teach them that, yeah, things are different, times are tough, and, you know, we can't throw a parade for you.
Sometimes life is hard.
Next.
Interesting. It's almost like you're upping the spoiling level.
Our neighbor...
make up for the tragic circumstances.
Our neighbor just had a pretty big birthday, and I was power washing my deck.
Mm-hmm.
Taking all day. Every time Drew texts me, I'm power washing my deck. And I just heard all these horns, and they did a parade for our neighbor.
Oh, Matt set up another one? Is he doing this full time?
Apparently. But then it was like, yeah. I got mad because I feel like the bar got raised really high because I didn't do that for either of my daughters. You know, Charlotte couldn't have a party because she was ill.
Just call Maz and get it going.
I know, I should have. I should. He would just ghost me, though.
Do a Memorial Day party, drive through for them. St. Clair Shores police are always available.
It just sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it?
No, Maz just makes a couple calls, asks some people for stuff, and they deliver. It's great. So anyway, yeah, we got a 106-year-old lady in Detroit to call. There's always Stan. I think we should call Stan, honestly. Yeah. He loves The Who. And was there somebody else on the list? Oh, yeah. I was thinking we should call Andy Dick pretty soon. And some other people
Bullshit.
From our sordid past we might want to check in on.
You're David, right.
That's the best okay bye I've ever heard in my life. No one will ever top it. By the way, whatever happened to where are those two? Why haven't I barely heard Trudy or Brandon? Are they alive?
Yeah, I'm here. Oh, okay. I'm focusing on the technical aspects of the show today.
Why? What's wrong?
I'm here doing none of that in Farmington Hills. So.
That's a cool shirt, though. Your skating surf shirt.
Oh,
although
thank
that's
you.
Logo appropriation.
No,
wait, is that a Harley shirt?
It looks like a Harley shirt. Yeah.
Oh, it does. Yeah, they have got a Pabst one or a Miller one too. That
oh,
looks
cool.
Like.
Has
anyone issued a C&D yet? I'm surprised Facebook hasn't thrown us off.
Come at me.
Seems like quite an appropriation there,
Brandon. Turn up the windows. Turn up your windows drops.
So Hall Financial, by the way, should we open the Hall Financial hotline? Which I don't see why we wouldn't anyway. They are available to do refis for you, and as we've talked, people are saving money every month, which right now I would assume people are watching their dollars very carefully. If you haven't refinanced in the last year, Hall Financial thinks maybe you should give them a call. This is what smart people do. They save money by doing the little things like this, and actually it's kind of a big thing, kind of a big way. It's not bigger than coupons.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they do it quickly, too. A lot of people in 10 days or less, their average is 19 days. They're very organized, as all the reviews say. 1,500 five-star reviews. You can go to davidhallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. Go to our webpage, click the link to get started. Fill out the online form or call 248-308-5000. Save some money on a refi with Hall Financial. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They are an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1467435. Set hut. What was that?
I don't know why it's so echoey. Huge quickly, Tiger.
Oh, I love that drop. But I hate it when it sounds
off?
Like that. Can we play another one? Just...
I know. Is that me?
Can we?
I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, Alaska. My Alaska check worked. He sounds wonderful and sexy.
He does. Great man. So what's going on, Trudy?
Not much. It's we were installing a dishwasher before I left the house. So
wait, you're not at home. You're at iHeart.
Yeah, I'm at work.
Couldn't you do this at home?
I can. The internet was sketchy today. We weren't sure that was going to work, and power had to be shut off a couple of times.
But... What?
Wait, the power company's turned on your house?
No. So Zeus could hook up the electric.
What happened? Oh, okay. Is that Zeus? Is that what your internet sounds like these days?
Internet, yeah.
What is this with, Trudy, I know how you feel, because my internet is so fucked. You would not believe the amount of work that's gone into getting this internet better. It's almost a daily thing.
Even though that guy at Comcast I talked to for 2 hours, him and I bonded over the Playboy channel.
That was kind of funny. Yeah.
I think when we told that story, that didn't make it to the podcast. But yeah, he was really, he's like, I noticed you have a Playboy channel.
I didn't even know.
No, I'm not.
I did not know, though. I mean, that's what's so weird about it. Here, I've been paying for the Playboy channel for, what, 4 years? Five years?
Yeah, right.
Mark, did I seem genuinely surprised?
It seemed genuinely surprised.
I didn't even know what channel it was.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not saying I haven't been back.
There was one anymore.
Exactly, Trudy. I used the voice thing to say Playboy channel, and it won't find it. I still don't know what channel it is on here. But
what's
anyway,
their content?
What's their content? Yeah. I don't know.
I'll look into it, Trudy. I'm not sure exactly.
But the guy working at Comcast also knew what Pornhub was and X-Hamster, because I would drop those in there, too, talking to him. I'm like, I got to get my internet fixed. I mean, the Pornhub just won't stream, and he just started laughing.
Well, we've really come to a head over the internet. It's like, we've tried so many things. I've even agreed to give up the ID channel,
yeah,
which is a huge sacrifice.
I don't know if I'm going to allow you to do that yet.
Well, it was grandfathered in my plan, and if I change plans, I lose the ID. I love that they grandfather me, too. It's like, oh, man, people are going to lose their shit if we don't grandfather the ID channel.
The biggest thing, though, is you are paying for a lot of internet speed. You pay for a ton of internet speed.
And I get none.
And when we test it, even when we're talking to on the phone, we're testing it, and they're having us do things, and we retest it. And we're getting the crappiest service. And I don't know if it's because of quarantine. I don't know if they just screw you over.
But they also think that I have 7 TVs.
Yeah.
So how much money do they owe me exactly for the last 5 years?
It's a great question. DirecTV. You have a couple boxes, too. And the one of the other times I called, the girl was like, well, what's the code on that box? And I read it back to her. And she goes, I don't think that box exists. I'm like, okay, well, disconnect it because he's paying for it. If
well,
it doesn't
gee,
exist.
I'm still looking at it.
Like, well, he must not have sent it back. I said, no, you guys never asked for it. One of those things.
Yeah.
Like,
good job.
Well, he didn't have to send it back.
Well, when I had
Mr. Playboy, by the way, thought you were my son when I was calling on your behalf.
Wow, how cool. You get Playboy Channel for your son.
Exactly, which I said to my son. Why would I be calling on my son's behalf? You think he's paying this bill? And he's like, we don't want your son to lose ID. And I said, I think that's adorable that you think my son's favorite channel is Investigation Discovery.
Okay, so back in the DirecTV days.
Yes.
In West Bloomfield, for some reason, I was looking at the bill. I don't even know why. And I was like, wait, seven boxes? Or it was like five or six or seven. I think I had two boxes.
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the world? How did they come up with this? So I called, and they said, oh, that's crazy. Well, I don't have to figure it out. I don't know how it got that way. And they ran through the box. I mean, it was a real exercise for me. It was like, is this even worth it? So then I find out that, oh, they charge you like, I don't know, how much was it per box? Like $20 a month?
Yeah, it depends, but yeah. Depending on what else is on. I mean, if you have high definition, I knew they nailed you with that.
And I'd been charged for seven boxes for like 8 years. 8 years. And then they went back before that and they said, before that you were charged for six and then you were charged for five for a while. So I'm like, that seems like a lot of money I paid. So they said, we'll give you credit. Anyway, I didn't get a bill. I got a zero bill from DirecTV for like, I swear to God, it was like 18 months.
Cool.
I didn't have a bill. But the thing was, and at one point I said this to you, I said, gee, shouldn't you by rights refund me that money? And like, well, you know, it'd be nice, but...
Well, what if you switched then when they
no,
sold
I know,
the
you're
money,
stuck.
They send you a check?
Here they fucked you. They completely stuck it in your ass for years. And they want you to keep their service.
Jesus.
It's ridiculous.
Choice you
got. What's that?
It's kind of a shocking...
What choice have you got? You really don't have a choice.
Well, you could cut the cord.
Well, it's a South Park episode.
Yeah, they pinch their nipples.
Yes.
They were a bit of a, I guess you'd call them a shock satellite service, much like we have shock coffee now.
Oh, my nipples, they hurt. They hurt when I twist them.
Death Wish Coffee. We want to help you up your coffee game right now, so go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew to enter to win our favorite free coffee for the entire summer. And, you know, I think we've made Mike Pilkington look like a genius.
He is a genius.
Because he's the COO there, and he said, you know, Detroit, radio, pandemic, why don't we try this podcast I've been listening to for the last 25 years? They seem to get good results. And here we go. Whammo! We've had many, many promo codes. Many people have gone to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew.
Thank you.
And they have punched in Drew15 to get 15% off. And I got to believe this is a great success story. And we're hoping the success story continues because
we want to help people.
We want people to reorder. And we want to, of course, bring along more people. Plus, they're getting more sales at the point of purchase at the Kroger's and the Myers. People are yelling Drew15 at the clerk.
It's all I hear
check out
when I go in.
It's great.
Yeah.
So, while you're there, order some of our favorite coffee that will kick your ass into gear now. Death Wish Coffee is a dark roast blend that has double the amount of caffeine than your average cup of coffee. People are digging it. Available in stores throughout the Metro Detroit area. Use the promo code Drew15 at checkout. And one more time, Drew, Death Wish Coffee. deathwishcoffee.com/Drew. Remember, Drew15 at checkout. Or yell at the clerk.
And they really want people to sign up for their giveaway. They're trying to give coffee away, too. So you can sign up when you go to deathwishcoffee.com/Drew.
Link
on our site, too.
Let me see if Elric responded to me. Elric's doing a show tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah. Okay. And I really hope his guest comes through because he knows the signer with Whitmer.
Oh.
You piece of garbage.
Many questions for her.
I made a huge mistake. I thought when I was texting him earlier today that we were going to bond over something, and I may have touched a nerve because I was asking, we've been watching the Gretchen Whitmer press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys watched them?
Oh,
Brandon or Trudy?
I try to, but it just seems like the questions that come, she answers them so fast and directly, and it's all scripted.
Yeah, no, it does. It seems scripted. The questions seem like complete nerf tosses to me. Hard questions.
You guys are talking about Big Gretch, right?
Big Gretch, okay. Yeah. Who, by the way, has the time to thank him for the great nickname, and I'll see you at the barbecue. And
she's never going to that barbecue.
She's having so much fun.
She's never going to that barbecue.
What barbecue is she? Is there a barbecue mentioned in the song?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
I barbecue with this dude. We eat ribs and whatnot and listen to salsa music. You see where I'm coming from?
She's not going to that.
By the way, no. somebody mentioned, and this is like a Twitter comment. I didn't say it, and it wasn't to me, but they said something about, is she not aware of the fact that she's added some additional weight over the years and that Big Gretch might not actually be something she would really desire? But she's rolling with it. I kind of like it when people roll with stuff like that. I can't really criticize her.
No, I wouldn't put it that. She hasn't put on weight. Has she?
I don't remember the tight dress at the dress that I think she used to fit. I think she wore the first.
To
the
back to cookouts. Trudy? Back to cookouts.
Trudy.
Hey, that's me. Yeah, turn that up. Who is that? Trudy, is your Surface up?
Trudy looks completely... what is going on with Trudy?
It's kind of cute.
I'm worried about her. Does she have a stroke?
Can she even hear us?
I think Trudy's had a stroke.
Trudy, wink if you can hear us. Like diving bell and the butterfly. Communicate through blink.
So dropped off.
Brandon, are we off? Can we hear Brandon stuff?
No, we're not off.
Trudy, can you hear me? Trudy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thanks for...
Trudy, slow down. I think she did have a stroke, because look how long it took her to answer that.
What happened?
I asked you about 2 minutes ago.
I lost my mic.
Okay. Everything all right?
Uh-oh.
Guess not.
I think she's had a stroke. Hopefully it's a mini stroke. My mom had a mini stroke,
and
she was okay, pretty much.
Yeah.
Little dementia added to what was already there, but it wasn't that bad. So hopefully it's a mini stroke. Anyway, I made the mistake of bringing up to ML that the Gretchen Whitmer press conference at the end, which I'm suspicious of right away because they don't show the reporters.
Yeah.
It's like, why aren't they showing the reporters? And why aren't they firing questions like people, you know, they want to fight to get in because they want to ask a question so bad. But instead, they're all nerf tosses.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, is anybody upset that these are fake press conferences? I feel like I'm the only one bitching.
You know, he'll fight back on that.
Do you recognize any of these off-camera voices? He says, I think I know all of them. What questions do you think I should be asking? Oh! So then I know I've hit a nerve. I got a lot of great questions. They start coming. So I ask, are they reporters? Why don't they show them? I would be asking about the hole in the state budget, for starters. I'd be asking about the prisons and all the COVID in the prisons.
Yeah.
I'd also be asking, I mean, if I were a reporter and I was like, I got a chance to ask the governor some good questions, I would ask about a response to the Tara Reid accusations. Not that I'm like, want to pound the shit out of this thing, but I'm just saying, as a reporter, I would think it'd be a good question.
Well, yeah. Well, Jake Tapper asked her.
But instead.
It was good enough for Tapper.
Yeah, it was Jake Tapper. I mean, if you're local, do you want to think Jake Tapper, he's bigger than better than me. No, you want to ask the same questions or better questions. So what they did ask was, shooting over the mask at Flint, what do you have to say about that? What is she going to say?
I thought it was wonderful.
I thought he deserved to be shot. No, you know the answer. You already know the answer to the question.
Really stupid, yeah.
And then there's a question about the people partying at Belle Isle. Okay, what is she going to say? You know what? They deserve to party. They've been inside for a long time. So personally, I'd add some fireworks. No, those are easy questions. So so basically what I'm saying is Elric is wrong without him being here to answer.
So, why don't you pop down tomorrow and join in?
Maybe I will. He said, if they are reporters, I believe they may limit the number of reporters via pool situation to maintain social distancing.
Well, I can see that.
I suspect they're off camera to reduce the number of people working the room. Gov probably doesn't want to share the spotlight, which
that could be true.
He's kidding.
Oh,
I think he's kidding. So, boy, I tell you what, talk about a long text. Look at the length of this.
Wow, he texts like he talks.
Look at that. That's not even that's all.
Wow, that's very Mike Clarkian.
And on and on. There's a picture. A picture of his ML ring going like that.
Chapter one.
One thing, maybe they asked about Flint to see whether she would say it's another reason to keep the executive orders.
Well, that's a nerf toss then.
Maybe, you know what, if you think I'm wrong and that they're good press conferences, people asking good hard questions, then tell me, email me.
They're not.
Drew@drewandmikepodcast.com.
We did both laugh very hard when she came out. When she took off the mask to imply that she had been wearing the mask, when we all know she put it on right before she walked out to take it off. There's no way she was wearing that.
I know.
She should do the press conference with the mask on.
She enters the camera as she's pulling it off her ear. You know, like she put it right back on after her first little chat. Then she left the camera. Then she came, put it on, obviously. And then, As I was saying.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hey, Trudy or Brandon.
People like the job she's doing, though. Doesn't she get really good approval ratings
for
her response? So I guess it's working. I mean, if it's working for her, it's working.
I was just going to ask them, do you guys know who Jocelyn Benson is?
I've heard of Jocelyn Benson.
Is that the Secretary of State?
Wow.
Brandon, I would have never thought Brandon would get that.
Way to go, Brandon. If you asked me.
Brandon's pumped.
If you asked me who the Secretary of State was before today, I wouldn't know. But then she was at the press conference today watching her. And I was like, Secretary of State's pretty attractive for a Secretary of State.
I thought so. She is. She's very attractive.
Yeah. Especially for the Secretary of State. But I think Gretchen's pretty attractive for a governor.
Very attractive.
For a governor.
Okay. I can't see her.
Oh, for a governor, she's almost
smoking.
Hot.
Yeah. 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 She's got a big rack. Almost as big as Huckabee's. What?
Is that the biggest racked government in Michigan? Well, I mean.
Well, there's Dana Nessel, too. We have three women running the state.
And there's Dana
right?
Nessel. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's
pretty,
okay.
But she's pretty. I mean, all three of them are pretty.
She's pretty. So it led to a different conversation.
Well, I don't know if we want to disclose that conversation.
Well, no, I'm just saying, we have three women leading the state.
And they're all attractive.
They're all attractive.
Yeah, that's got to be a one in a million kind of thing.
Sure. Name one other state that's done that.
You know, when we had the...
We got Debbie Stabenow, too, you know?
Yeah.
She's a smoke show.
Yeah.
Remember the midterms in 2018?
Yes.
I did notice that as they went around and said, and so-and-so's leading so-and-so in Arizona, that bisexual babe.
Yeah.
She win or lose, I don't remember.
I don't know what she's hot.
I remember that she's bisexual.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there was Katie Hill, and I noticed that the women in politics are getting more attractive.
Yeah.
They really are.
I think AOC's pretty.
Oh, she's absolutely pretty.
Beautiful.
She's very attractive. I think it's kind of like...
Pelosi's got a big rack.
Pelosi was kind of hot in her day. I saw a picture of JFK, and I immediately thought, what if JFK had a headache that day?
She was.
JFK.
Well, you never know.
Nobody turned down JFK. I'm not sure she's his type, but saying she was very attractive then.
Brian on Facebook Live wrote, Stabby Granholm and Candace Miller are smoking too.
As I said,
that's fine. I'm glad he likes them.
Granholm was pretty. I think politician females are getting more attractive, and I think it's because of social media.
It's all about that.
And radio women have gotten way more attractive, and I think that's a big part of the job now. I think when they hire women for radio, they go, how does she look on social media?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trudy, have you noticed this phenomenon?
This is absolutely what they're saying.
Uh-huh. Shallow.
Right.
But the thing is, if you're
shallow,
not you, but
if they're not good to listen to, who fucking cares? I mean, actually, I want equality here. I want to be a radio trailblazer and go back to just people that sound really good.
Anyway,
I'm not saying I don't want women to advance in radio. They should.
Accidentally good looking then.
Jennings just testing me. I'm not saying I want Pelosi. I was just saying she had a big rack and she looked hot back in the day.
You shouldn't have.
You shouldn't have
triggered me, Mark. Now to see how many people are on Facebook.
Well, everyone's gonna be mad.
Trudy, you can hear us though now, right?
I can.
Why am I
having
sound?
I'm trying to pull the internet.
Someone's
up in
pressing
here.
Buttons and turning my sound on. There's insanity in the control room tonight.
Okay.
There's a woman talking in my ear about something that has nothing to do with what we're doing here.
Why didn't anybody tell me we have 295 people? That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Not at all.
Hey, way to go, everybody.
Good job. Wonder if he still has problems in his studio, you know, when he Skypes in.
Who?
O'Donnell or whatever his name is.
Oh, Larry
Lawrence
O'Donnell.
O'Donnell?
Yeah.
You have insanity in my earpiece.
You're also playing our Facebook Live upstairs through your speaker.
I can't hear it.
Stop the hammering.
Easy on those elephant ears over there.
Did you guys discuss how everybody needs to be, judged by their bookcase in their at-home video?
Yeah, there's a great Twitter account.
Yeah, and the New York Times had an article too about each one's stack of books and what they were reading and what that meant about them.
There are quite a few people who are you notice, putting their own book.
Oh yeah,
prominently displayed.
It's
even if
smart.
It's 10 years old, five years old.
That's a good plan.
Now this is an accident today. I did not mean to put my Heisman up here or my
not your Heisman.
No, I get it. I still didn't put this stuff away. I got to put all this crap away.
I didn't have time. I was rushing around. I was watching Gretchen Whitmer's press conference, and I realized the awards were out, and I was going to put them away, and then I didn't want to rush. So anyway. This is a pretty good Facebook Live. We had 9,100 last time I checked yesterday, and 15,000 on Thursday. We have not boosted either post.
Yeah, we're not allowed to.
What is that?
I don't know. Facebook hates us.
I mean, honest to God, if we murdered someone, we wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
If I shot Mark in the head right now, we'd be still on. But if we played,
I wouldn't.
I could put you on the camera. If we played,
thanks.
You have to run the board, Drew.
If we played, I would have to run the board. You're right. If we played Pearl Jam Jeremy, we'd be knocked off immediately.
Sure.
End of story.
When you play somebody covering them, you know, like the amateurs, does that, like the weird people who do Europe, does that knock you off?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think those people filed a copyright claim.
By the way.
Do they know one song from the other? How do they know?
Computers.
It sounds like you want to test it.
Computers.
I saw a list, and I know I texted it to myself, so I'll bring it up at some point. But it was the, I think it was the 25 most annoying big hits of all time.
Ooh, I like that
one. And Europe, the final countdown, made the list.
Oh, hell yeah.
I like that song, though, solely because of the Bad Boys.
I like that song solely because of
Discovered.
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett.
I think it's gotten a little old. I mean, some hits are made for that moment, and some hits have, you know, passed the test of time.
I mean, I don't want the Pistons to keep using it, but it reminds me of, you know, Calvert.
I hate to even ask, what are the Pistons using now?
It's a great question. I have no idea.
How sad is that I don't even know?
They've
become such a non-entity in my life now. Every now and then I'll watch a game, but it just makes me feel
I didn't
bad.
Even know that existed.
I didn't either. Let me take care of this. We're happy to announce that all Zot dealerships, Zot Ford, Zot Chrysler Jeep, Zot Dodge Ram, Zot Toyota, can once again help you purchase a newer pre-loved vehicle, working within the orders, of course, and the law and the rules. The showrooms are closed, but wait, are the showrooms closed still?
Yeah, you can't walk in there, they'll bring it to you.
But that's going to change
in soon.
A couple weeks. Yeah. However, our friends at Zot Automotive and Deals and D.com will be taking care of our listeners over the phone and online, and they can deliver and pick up and do that sort of thing. If you have a problem, we had someone who was not driving a vehicle from Zot, and he had a problem. He needed it fixed really quick for his work, I guess. His wife did buy a vehicle from Zot, and they said, oh, well, you're a buddy. We'll take care of you. And they fixed him up. He was very, very really appreciate it. So that was cool. So anyway, all this is done on keeping people safe, social distancing, disinfecting vehicles. And, of course, the parts, the dealership parts, service, and body shops are open, and they're offering full valet pickup and delivery service, too, as that gentleman had a great experience with. So when all dealerships are not open, please take advantage of Zot's sales and service departments, as well as free and safe pickup and delivery from our friends at Zot Automotive and DealsNadee.com. I think we're the only advertiser that's still on, so...
Yes,
we've been really, really lucky. Trudy, you want to take care of Dr. Roche, who also has stayed on with us.
As a matter of fact, they're trying to make people's virtual meetings a lot better by sort of helping out with some of the problems that you see when you see yourself on Zoom. Not the best cameras, mind you, but since we all are using Zoom and FaceTime and Google Duo more than ever, they're going to try to help people look the best for their business meetings or even if you get a job interview, if you're lucky enough for that, and those are tight, so you want to look your sweetest at that point, you can call because they are doing teleconsultations at Dr. Roche's office at 248-338-1110. You can call in, and they'll help consult you on what you might need. You can also go to droche.com, which is where you can see the many procedures that they perform to help people look their best, their tightest, their brightest, brightest with BBL, tightest with Evolve, the newest thing in tightening, trimming, and toning,
And they've shown me a little picture of a guy who used to have a double chin and everything was sort of sloping downhill.
Oh, boy.
And they brought his face back with Accutite. So he looked really sweet for that neck.
Does this surgeon work on bones?
I don't think bones so much. Although Dr. Roche was...
No, you don't have to answer the drop.
It was an actual good question. But 248-338-1110. Thanks, Beavis. Was it Beavis or Butthead?
It was Beavis. No, it was Butthead.
Butthead. Are you done? What? I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I've been looking at a list of Secretary of States by state.
Oh, how are they?
Florida, man. Woo-wee.
Were there any hot guys?
I'm not looking at dudes. Although there's some names that I thought were women, and then it was like, ooh, no, sorry. It was a dude. Laurel Lee is Florida's Secretary of State.
She's all over the world. Or the country.
Have you ever heard of her?
No, huh? Laurel Lee, though, sounds like a beauty pageant winner.
This is definitely a good use of my time right now.
It's a legitimate list.
I gotta say, most secretaries of state, they appears to be women. So,
really?
So stop complaining. I'm sorry, what?
Is it the secretary thing?
Yeah, that's what they think they're signing up for. Not to be a position in the state government, but...
That's right. Yeah, that's who decides if you get your driver's license or not, which in Florida, like, pretty loose with it.
And that's why Jocelyn Benson was talking today. Something about the election I totally spaced out. I don't know. I put those press conferences on, and then honestly, I should start timing myself to see how quickly I just space out.
I can't watch the stuff right now.
Why?
There's too much. Everybody is coroned out.
You need to get out of the house. When was the last time you were out of the house?
I just take my daily drives. I can't watch it.
That's sad.
What I catch is what I pick up from you prior to the show when you have the computer on.
Oh, okay. Well, that's worth it. Hey, Pitcher's back, holding up a shirt.
Yes, it's my Testicle Festival shirt.
Where'd that come from?
It came from Ed Teach.
Oh!
Is this a towel?
I got to wear it,
I guess.
Actually. Yeah, it's Testicle
Did
Festival.
Did he go to the Testicle, or was it canceled because of coronavirus? Well,
it was canceled. The Testicle Festival was canceled.
It's very sad.
In Deerfield, Michigan, American Legion Post 392. This is their seventh annual in 2008, their Testicle Festival. And
it's very nice.
Yeah, it's a lovely shirt, and we do appreciate it. you know what I was going to start out with today, because I was so excited, and I thought, who can not get a kick out of this? Was the Darren McFadden DUI arrest video, which has come out. But it's on TMZ, and I know we'll get booted off. So I thought, we got to save that, don't we?
It's definitely worth playing back. There's some great audio in it.
And I really wanted to try to stay away from the crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just so tired of coronavirus.
That's what Brandon was just saying. He can't even watch the TV.
I was having a hard time watching Gretchen. It wasn't her fault, but I'm just saying it's so exhausting. And I feel like some days I'm so tired. Like, why am I tired? I'm not doing anything but the show. It's just grown up, but it's mentally exhausting. So in lieu of, there's a lot of really... a lot to talk about, but I'm going to pass on it for the first part of the show, and I wanted to mention a couple things, and then we'll get into The Last Dance, which was yesterday. We were playing the Tom Petty song Swingin', which I love that song. It's like, you know, when you find an album track that you don't know about 20 years later, you go, oh my God, this is the greatest song. It's like, first of all, I personally always go, why would radio not have played this?
That's after you say.
I didn't even know that existed.
How did I know? I really can't hear that drop enough. It makes me laugh every time. So I just love that song. I think it's such a great song. It's about people going down swinging. I mean, I think, you know, it's easy to miss the point. But if you watch the video like I did, and Tom Petty has the best videos, always does. So I got every time we play even a smidgen of that song, I give people, well, what's that Tom Petty song? I love that song. A lot of people don't know it. So somebody said that he'd never heard it. He loved it. And he suggested Tom Petty Walls. And I was like, Tom Petty Walls? I don't think I know that song. And I do know the song because I remember that I started watching the video.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
The video is also fantastic. But that's another good Tom Petty deep track. Don't play it. We'll get booted. And then somebody else emailed in and said, you kept referring to the song Swingin', which is a John Anderson song that was a hit in 83 or something. It's a worse song. It's kind of a country novelty song. Just horrible, but I couldn't remember who did it or how it went exactly. It was John Anderson, so there. You're up to
date. I love the selection of Sinatra, though. I thought that was very, very nice.
Sinatra?
Yeah, for the phone call.
Oh, yes.
You can try that guy back. I'm just afraid he's not going to answer.
Probably not.
Since he's living at his dad's swinger club.
So did everybody watch the dance, the last dance last night?
Yeah, I love it. I got so excited when I got home knowing that was on. That's how bad entertainment is right now.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. I was excited, too, but I was more excited for 90 Day Fiancé first. I'll just finish with that quickly. I saw a story last night after I watched The Last Dance. I couldn't fall asleep. And it was about India and how India is just doing really incredibly. Mm-hmm. They have like 1,200 deaths mm-hmm. in India.
You wish.
And I'm gonna avoid going down the path. In fact, I will go ahead and tease the tangent I was going to go along with as to how mentally ill our country is right now and talk about India a little bit. Because one of the advantages of watching 90 Day Fiancé is you see these other cultures in action, you know, the things that matter to people in other places. And
really?
Yeah. And in India, you know, for example, there's one story on 90 Day Fiancé where this guy,
he's like, get him out of here.
He's like 30, and he falls wildly in love with this 60-year-old woman who lives in California, and it's like, what? Surely they're going to meet, and this is going to be a disaster. Anyway, no, they're...
I hear you.
They're completely nuts about each other, but he's in an arranged marriage, which he didn't tell her until very late in the game. But anyway, the point was, you know, she's like, well, just tell him. You know, you didn't want to be married to her, and the fact is, he can't go against his parents' wishes.
How lame.
Can't. And
are you guys laughing your ass off?
There's a guy now, a black guy who goes by Soldier Boy. He's a rapper.
Oh, I know Soldier Boy, yeah.
Soldier Boy?
Do we see Soldier Boy?
Yeah, he's very... He
had yeah, we'd play a song
hit.
That we'd
okay. get. Don't play it now, but I'm trying to remember where he is. He's in... Is he in Africa?
I have no idea.
I can't remember exactly. Anyway, he is like 34. He wants to be a rap star in America, I'm convinced, because there's no way.
Is this a different Soldier Boy?
It's got to be. Yeah. The other Soldier Boy is like from his late 20s. Yeah. He's from
S-O-U-L.
Chicago.
This guy's like 32, I think, and he is wants to marry this 53-year-old hag who is the biggest bitch. I mean, just a horrible bitch.
I wonder why he wants to marry her.
I know. It's like, what a joke. But he calls her my baby, and he makes out with her, and it's like, oh, gross! But anyway,
we're getting hitched.
He also says, I can't get married. I've got to get my mother to go along with this. And it's just fascinating to me.
Why don't you go tell your mom to shut up?
How these people, in their 20s and 30s, they will not go against their parents. So anyway, as they're doing the story in India, they start explaining that in India, there is kind of a oneness and there is a way of doing things. And people take advice readily in India. And if, you know, if their parents tell them or if the government tells them, they're very inclined to trust institutions like, you know, matriarchs, patriarchs and governments. So anyway, without going down that whole rabbit hole, I'll move on to The Last Dance. Wait, did I forget what I was going to say about 90 Day Fiancé last night? There was something.
It didn't end anywhere.
Oh, I know. There's this guy, Ed, who is 4'11", probably weighs 280 or something. And he's
the guy I know.
Haven't we talked about Ed before?
We talked about Ed, yeah.
Yeah,
he's got no neck.
Ed's phenomenal.
None.
He's 54 years old.
Yeah,
he's into this
guy.
Girl. I think she's in the Philippines. And she's really cute. She's 21. She's got a son who's like 5 or 6. I'm not judging, but anyway.
I think this is her.
I'm going to go ahead and go get married and get the fuck out of Dodge then. I'm going to move to Malibu Beach, shave my pussy, learn to surf.
Cool. She's got goals.
Her family... She lives with her parents and her sister, and they live in, I would describe it as like a storage area or a garage. I mean, and he spent the night there one night.
Storage container?
Yeah, kind of. Andy Dix was much better. Anyway, he bitched up a storm like, oh, I'm so uncovered. Oh, there's flies everywhere. Oh, you know, which when Americans act that way, it's like, you so asshole. You yeah. fucking asshole. You ugly, ugly American. And he is an ugly American. And
if you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
And this is what happens to a lot of Americans when they fall in love with much hotter chicks in other countries. They think that I'm from the USA. I'm better than you. And you want to be here so bad, you'll marry my ugly fat ass.
I'm a rich American with a big wiener.
And the fact is, it's true in a lot of cases. But in this case, and this happens a lot. Once they get to that point where the person comes over for the 90 days or they go visit, they start going, oh, wait a second. You want me for my money, don't you? It's like, you fucking idiot. Why do you think this 21-year-old girl is talking to your 4'11 fat ass? What do you think?
God bless the United States.
Except this girl is really sweet and she's cute and this guy is insufferable. First of all, he lied about his height. He said he was 5'4 or something, or he said he was her height.
I know, there was the big reveal where she walked off the plane and she was just like, oh.
Well, she was bummed about his height because he's shorter than her. She's 5'.
He looks like if Ron Jeremy and Danny DeVito had a child.
That's pretty good. He's just hideous. But he seemed like a really nice guy until this relationship starts going along. And then what was the first thing he bitched about? She had bad breath. He shows up. He shows up. He's like, here's some mouthwash. Here's a toothbrush and some toothpaste. And we brush our teeth every day in America.
I want you two to kiss each other.
Hey, nut breath. How's it going?
And this girl is so embarrassed, so crushed. And she says, it's not my teeth. I brush my teeth twice a day. I have an ulcer and it creates. And she was just so bummed. So he apologizes. But it was so rude the way he did it.
Then, he's trying to level the playing field.
Wait, he wasn't concerned that she had this ulcer, though?
No, he was concerned that she had dragon breath.
No, not the least.
He was concerned that she saw him as being 4'8", not 5'4". Yeah.
Then I think he started freaking out about that she loved him for his money, which he doesn't have that much fucking money. And it was one thing after another, and she gets really bummed, and it's like, and then finally the last straw, well, not the last straw yet, but he's talking to his friend on FaceTime while she's swimming in her bikini looking hot in the water. And there's his 54-year-old fat ass. He swims around.
He's got boner.
She wants to have a couple kids. I'm getting a mastectomy when I get back. I don't want any kids. And his friend's like, wait a second. You got to tell her that. You can't. And he's like, well, what if she leaves me? He's like, dude, you have to tell her that.
This guy's not very good at communication, is he?
No, it's all about him and his ugly American ass and thinking that he's so rich compared to her and he lives in America. So she should put up with all of his patheticness. So she gets out of the water and they have a conversation at which he says something we've got to talk about. And he thinks that he says his piece and then it's just over.
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy he is.
Well, he's a guy.
He can't get his penis hard no matter how much he tries.
I bet that too.
They actually had sex.
It was hard to get it aroused, and it is hard to get it aroused, but we got it aroused.
It was kind of
what?
It was kind of funny because he said the next day he's like, "Hey, he's all, we made love last night." He's all excited, and the cameraman's like, "So, you guys, did the deed last night?" And she's like, "She's really embarrassed," and I just didn't get the impression that it was. Well, quite naturally, it didn't have the same effect on her as it did on him. Anyway, it comes down to this kid thing. And he's like, it's just something I got to talk about. You know, we got to get this straight. I was planning to get a vasectomy when I got back because I've got a 29-year-old girl. And I love her and I loved raising her, but I don't want any more kids. And so she immediately, like, her face just goes sour. She's so bummed. And she's like,
go to the flower store, get a bunch of flowers. And you take him to your husband, and you say, I'm sorry.
So she says, maybe, why don't you spend some time thinking about this? Because I want to have two kids. I have two more kids. I'm 21. The fuck? Family's everything to me. And so he goes, I don't need to think about it. I don't want kids. I mean, just dismisses it like that. Just dismisses it. So they go to bed, and he wakes up, and she's not there.
Oh, boy.
Yep. And she doesn't show up for a while, and then she finally does while he's sitting in a, sitting his fat ass in a chair on the beach. And she comes up and basically says, yeah, you know, you lied about your height. You complained about my bad breath.
She said that to him.
You did this. You did that. And she reeled off all the asshole moves he's made. She goes, I don't want to be with you.
Wow.
Yeah. She dumped him.
Good for
her. Fucking dumped him. It was great. Yeah,
that's very good.
I mean, I feel like I shouldn't have had so many endorphins. I mean, it was like my brain just flooded with endorphins.
Good,
I was so
get
happy.
The hell out of my life. Who needs you? Beat it. Leave me alone.
I wish she'd get out of my life and shut up.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it. Babe, wait.
Did he try to nail her one last time?
No.
She left.
But I thought about that. It's like, well, at least he did have sex with her, so he'll carry that with him. I'm sure that's going to be some nice microfiche for him down the road.
So will she. Does he get to stay on the show and get another whack at somebody? Maybe he can meet somebody at a county fair.
I don't know. I'll tell you next week. There's another guy who's 60, and he has just fallen head over heels in love with this girl who's 27 in Ukraine.
Oh,
and
come
she's
on.
So hot. Smoking hot.
Come on.
And he has attempted
to
meet
her. What's her plan?
He would have you believe that he's been in a relationship with her for 7 years. Mm-hmm. Oh, for 7 years. I'm retired now. It's time to pull us all together. He's supposed to meet her twice.
I'm from Czech Republic.
Two times or three times. And she blew him off. And his friends are like,
I'm Nikita.
Dude, she's not real. He's like, no, we have a relationship. We do have a relationship. Whether that's her in that picture or not, we have a relationship. I've been talking to somebody. And so he's going to meet her in Ukraine. She's going to get off this certain train.
Oh, I remember this story, yeah.
Yeah, and she doesn't get off the train. He's wondering, what? I don't know where she is. I don't know what's going on. So then he reaches her.
I missed out, man.
He reaches her on this. He doesn't talk to her on a phone. He talks to her on, I think it's a website, and it costs him money every time he talks to her. He's like, yeah, I've spent $100,000 on this relationship. You fucking idiot. Why don't you call her on the phone? I mean, he's so stupid.
Hasn't he ever seen Catfish?
No.
I'm from Czech Republic.
So he goes home eventually. He goes to this address. He's like, well, she gave me the address when I sent her the tickets for the trip to blah, 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 which she didn't go to because it was her mom's birthday. At the last minute.
What, she didn't know?
It's my mom's birthday.
That's crazy. What a terrible excuse.
I know, and he repeats it.
Excuse.
He repeats it like it's legitimate.
He believes it?
Yeah.
Oh, what an idiot.
So he goes to Ukraine. She blows him off again twice on the trip. And he goes home. His friend picks him up, and he's like, okay, you know, at least,
stop,
you know,
being an idiot.
He's like, I know if she called tomorrow that I'd be right back in it because I do love her, and we have a real relationship. I talked to somebody. And this guy's like, oh, my God. What are we going to do with you? So he suggests, why don't you get a private investigator and find out who the fuck she is?
Yeah, he's already this far in with the money. Why not spend some more?
So he gets a private investigator. And the private investigator is talking to him on the phone. He's got a translator there. He knows a woman who's from Ukraine and who's been telling him, run from this woman. Do not go anywhere. Forget about her. And she's translating the private investigator who is trying to explain to him that there are many girls in Ukraine who do this. They suckle money out of men from America who don't know any better, and they have five or six relationships at once. This is how they earn a living. Wow. And some of them live quite well. And he says, and she does the same thing. She uses the same picture for five or six other guys. They all send her money. You are just one of a crew of people who she uses
to, it.
To make a living.
That's my main move.
And he says, nope, she's not talking to anybody else. I know that for a fact. And he's like, yes, she is. You've been scammed. It's a
scam. She hates you.
Trust me, you've been scammed. And he's like, nope, I don't believe it. She would never do that to me.
She's not your friend.
And there's another woman in Las Vegas who's, it's been a weird year for a 90 Day Fiance. There's another lady in Las Vegas who has five kids, black woman. She's pretty. She's probably 50 years old. And her husband died suddenly of a heart attack or something. and it's been a couple years, and she's really close to her kids, and quietly on the computer, she met this guy.
Oh, boy.
I think he's in London. And all we hear about is how wonderful Williams is, and I'm convinced that his name is William, but he added an S by accident, or he thinks Good William play. Is the name Williams, and... Eventually, she's like, well, I'm supposed to meet Williams in London, and he canceled at the last minute. And her daughter was going to go with her, just to be careful, I guess.
Yeah.
And the daughter's like, there's no Williams. First of all, there's no one named Williams in the world. There's
don't
no
they have, Don't they have Google? Can't they?
Yes. Yeah. So somebody. The daughter and the son start getting involved. Like, let's find out. So first of all, she gets the from an address in, what's the country that scams everyone?
Nigeria.
He was black.
They track this oddball out of nowhere email she gets to Nigeria, and it's a guy saying, if you don't send me some cash, we're going to reveal those intimate pictures you sent to Williams. And she's like, he's been hacked. I know he's been hacked. Williams would never do this. Oh, and she's calling it Williams, which is so ridiculous.
They just want to believe it.
I know. And so the daughter and the son are like, let's do a reverse image. You have pictures of him. Let's do a reverse image. And they've never seen the guy. We've never seen him either. And so she's like, okay, here's Williams. It's this guy who's like in a, I don't know, Speedo or something. And he's like the...
He looks like one of the Smollett... is he ripped?
Yeah, he's so ripped.
Yeah.
And he's like
the guy. What you see, huh?
He's like the guy. I get off on myself. I mean, he's like ripped like that guy. And so they do the image search, and of course, he's all over the internet. There's a million people using this picture. 56
inch pecs, man. Did they make it all the way to London, too?
No, they didn't go.
Oh, God.
But she refuses. It's so sad. And I go back to one of my great, great ideas, just like temporary murder, yesterday's great idea. And I've refined that charge, by the way. I'm working on it. there should be a law about impersonating other people. It's so simple because it doesn't mean that there has to be a crime, but in the event that someone is scamming money from someone, pretending to be, big muscle man, and they're ripping this woman off, then yeah, you can't impersonate somebody, and you're being charged with that, asshole. And wouldn't it be nice if there was something to be afraid of?
Isn't there already a law like that? I mean, it's fraud, correct?
You can use someone's picture online and pretend you're that person.
Not to extort money or get money out of them in some way.
That's a good question.
I don't know if it's extortion. I mean, because I think a lot of times, anyone that's using someone else's identity is usually committing a crime.
Yeah.
Or they're trying to commit some kind of crime, but it gets real complicated because, you sent them the money, you idiot. And a lot of people are embarrassed, but anyway, just a thought.
Wow.
So, anybody want any more catfish?
So let me get on to the dance.
How do we get on to that?
I know.
What made you even think of that?
Because I was getting to the dance, and I realized I watched 90 Day Fiancé first. Luke Nowacki, there's so much going on with the economy right now. There's so much going on with investing, and the market got – how bad a whack did it take today?
You know what? I never checked at the end. Oh, it rebounded. Oh, it ended up. It ended up.
What?
Oh. Yeah, that's a good last hour.
I thought it was getting creamed.
It was early.
Whoa.
Ended up.
See, there you go. That's why you need someone like Luke Nowacki to help you to make a if you don't have a financial plan, you should have one. And if you have one, you should be thinking about maybe making some adjustments for the near future and for the far future.
We're looking at money.
Because there's some short-term opportunities and there's some short-term things to avoid, too. That's why Luke Nowacki and his team would love to help you. You can have a complimentary meeting with Luke. Call him at 248-663-4748. You can email Luke Nowacki at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com. Security Investment Advisory Services out the Reliance Associates Corporate member FINRA, SIPC, Reliance Associates Corporate, and several other marketing names, product services, reference here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Brandon, I know we've been just bombarding you with work, but is there a boner line?
No.
What?
What's so funny?
I don't know the setup to that. There's not a boner line today, but I definitely have a lot of them about to be finished.
Because we were supposed to do three a week, and then there was such a bombardment of work that it was impossible to keep up with.
Oh, well, I'm definitely getting around to it. There's going to be one tomorrow.
Is there any way to prioritize the boner line and put it ahead of some of these bombard items? No. Or is that not plausible?
Now, is there set dates for the boner line?
Three times a week.
Yeah, but I don't think it's sponsored anymore.
Oh, it isn't?
I don't think so.
Where'd Manscaped go?
That's crazy. I don't know. I'm trying to find out
now. This is breaking news.
I don't know if it's been renewed.
Should we get the Red Shovel breaking news sounder for this? Jeez. Yeah, boy. We've done well for Manscaped.
Well, is it after the stop or is it before the stop?
It's after the stop.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry. I'm going to get boner line tomorrow, though, for you. It's going to be a good one, too.
I didn't hear. Seriously, is Manscaped having? Is there an issue?
They're off right now. Yeah. Even though I saw their ad during the last dance last night.
Well, then why aren't they off the last dance?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they're off us. They put all their money at the last dance.
Well, if you're a man facing divorce, you need Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. With Adam, you can get divorced without losing your house or your kids. A lot of people worry about this, and you want somebody who is an advocate for you, who knows how these things work, and who knows how these things work for guys. And during the pandemic, Adam is offering a 10% discount to healthcare workers because they know that men on the front line also get divorced sometimes. It's a bummer, but it happens. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. That's 248-356-ADAM.
Manscaped might be back, I was just told. They're tabulating results. I don't know how long that takes.
Okay. When I was 12, I had a bush as big as a Hawaiian pineapple top.
Well, if anybody wants to go to manscaped.com and use promo code Drew, it might help. Who knows? If you're thinking about it.
If they're still tabulating.
If you're thinking about it, yeah.
Congratulations on having a bush.
That sounds, I'm not sure. I can't wait to find out if that's the truth.
No, it's the truth.
They are?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, what are you questioning?
I heard someone say, and I just smelled bullshit. I was listening to another podcast, and they were talking about their promo code. It might have been for Manscaped, or it might have been for boner pills. I can't remember which one. And they were saying that we're about 3/4 of the way there. If we just get another quarter, then we'll keep this great sponsor. It's like, that is the biggest lie. That is such a lie. There's nobody ever says that.
No.
Nobody ever says, we need to get 20 this week and you've got 15. It was like his way of saying that it's a total failure.
They're looking at renewing, so we'll see.
And he, what I decided was, for all the money that guy has, he should have bought 20 Manscaped and promo coded himself and just paid the people back to do it. But I guess it wasn't an option.
Mm-hmm. Should Manscaped stay on because people are soon going to need them to brush it up for more social mingling?
You can use it on your head, too, if you have a head full of pubes.
Oh, and your face?
Sure, why not? All goes to the same place.
Those two places are great ideas. Well, anyway. So, who watched The Last Dance?
I did. Brandon?
I did. I loved it.
Trudy loved it.
I didn't. I'm sorry.
Trudy, I was covering for you.
I think Trudy would like The Last Dance. It's a great story.
It is.
No, I watched two episodes of The Last Dance, but then I got caught up in the weekend again.
I see. Well, what did you get caught up in? I'm just curious.
I just cleaned everything in sight. All of the frustration and energy I had was just applied to I cleaned out my basement. I cleaned the garage. That's when the podcast, when the Facebook dropped off, too.
Sounds like a busy weekend for you and Zoovs.
it was. Yeah.
Did he clean anything?
I think he cleaned out a couple things too. Okay. Yeah.
Would you say that he more or less cleaned his own stuff, his own room area, or was he 50% involved in the basement and all that stuff?
He was, I think, because he has a vested interest because the gym is now down there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So, yeah.
I'm still concerned about this refrigerator that doesn't work.
Little refrigerator where I found the Halloween candy, by the way, while I was cleaning up.
I love that. You and I both live in homes where candy is hidden from us.
It's hidden like we're like adult toddlers or something, adult babies.
And then one day I realized I can just go buy my own candy.
Right. And the refrigerator. Yeah, but it's not as good as finding it. And the refrigerator has been out of commission, so it's just sitting in there. But fortunately, it was a closed vacuum seal, so it was very fresh.
Oh, okay.
I ate about 800 Haribo gummy bears today. So.
Ooh.
Man, I'm reading Facebook comments. We must have the biggest pile of smartasses on Facebook.
Yeah.
First of all, there's some really inappropriate items being discussed here Manscaped. I'm not even going to get into it. And then someone says, you did an amazing job of glossing over the shady figures that Jordan owed money to. Hey, we haven't even talked about it yet.
We
talking about Ryan? Jeez.
There is a little.
How many people are on live, by the way?
Well, we just ended it, so I don't know. Do you know what it was before you ended it, Miranda? It was like 296, I think.
Still?
Oh, so close to 300.
I thought so.
Hmm. Should I get excited again that maybe we're going to become a giant rash on Facebook?
No. There's
there's
kind of a slight backlash against The Last Dance because, you know, nobody's allowed to have anything nice. Someone's got a shit on it here or there.
Oh, yeah. And that goes for everything.
And one, I think they were both kind of saying the same thing. Who is that columnist from Chicago that ran it? He used to be on the Round Table thing and he ran into some trouble. Is it Jay Mariotti?
Jay Mariotti.
It's Mariotti.
Yes, Jay Mariotti was one of those writers. True.
He was ripping the documentary, and so was Ken Burns, which, you know, we know how we feel about Ken Burns. So it's another bad interview with him.
Ken Burns, what I love about Ken Burns is that when he does something that you must watch, he tells you that you really need to watch it because it's important. Just like Oprah with her movie. Remember when she said, you must see Beloved?
I know.
And everybody blew her off and nobody watched it. That's so weird.
But they're both mad because of the editorial control that Jordan has on the, you know, on the documentary. To which I say,
don't be mad at Jordan.
We're not. Yeah, well,
it didn't have to be done.
Be mad at who bankrolled. And I'm sitting there going, I'm still enjoying it and hearing the story. So who cares? Shut up, Burns, and shut up, Mariotti.
Like, I feel like Jordan has been extremely forthcoming. He said he hates Isaiah Thomas. I mean, do people usually say stuff like that?
No.
I mean, you could easily safety dance it and go, yeah, I love Isaiah. You know, he's a good guy. we're overly competitive there for a while.
It's an entertaining show. The story, I mean, he's being interviewed. It's basically like a big interview with all of them.
And it's not all his words. They've got everyone else talking about him. And I'm not glossing over anything about Michael Jordan. He's, by the way, I love how when he uses a third person, he frequently says Micah Jordan, like it's M-I-C-A-H Jordan. he mispronounces his name in the third person.
Well, maybe we've all been mispronouncing it, and it's really Micah Jordan.
Gatorade.
Try be Micah Jordan for a day or a week. He actually said, try be Micah Jordan for a day or a week. What's the verb there?
Try
be?
Gatorade.
Are there two verbs? What's going on there? That's so confusing.
Try be Micah Jordan for a week. That part of the documentary, was he recording something? Because he said this. It was like the Gatorade. It was like that. Yeah, he did it like five or six times.
I think they replayed it for effect.
No.
They kept having him do reshoots, like do it again, do it again, do it again.
Yeah.
And he kept kind of slightly changing the way he would say it. And he was basically saying, you think it's hard to be in Michael Jordan's shoes?
Micah Jordan shoes.
Wait, everybody wants to be Micah Jordan for a day. Everybody wants to be Micah Jordan for a week. Try being Micah Jordan for a year.
Yeah, then you don't want to be Micah Jordan.
To which I was like, I'd be Jordan for a year. What are you talking? I'd be Jordan for my life.
Think the point is that it's not always
not easy being Michael Jordan. Easy.
Not easy being Michael Jordan.
No one thinks it's easy being Michael Jordan, but I wouldn't mind being Michael Jordan.
I will say this.
Gatorade.
One of the best points I think the documentary made was last night when his agent was talking about the fact that he wanted to take a team player like Michael Jordan and make him like a tennis player. You know, how he's his own thing. He's Air Jordan. He's, you know, all his endorsements. It's all about him. He stands separate from all of basketball, and he did, and he was that good. But to think that first deal he had with Nike was $250,000?
Yeah.
They hoped to sell $3 million worth of shoes the first year. They sold $126 million.
Do you know how much Nike has paid him over the course of their relationship?
I thought I read it was $132 million, but I didn't believe it. I thought it was much more than that.
I thought the $132 million was in 2019.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's the total?
$132 million from Nike in 2019. $1.3
billion. Wow.
Do you know how much the Jordan brand brought in for Nike for the fiscal year ending in May of 2019?
How much?
$3.1 billion. Dare I say he's actually being underpaid.
Yeah, ripped off.
Yes.
My God.
I mean, because that brand doesn't exist without Michael Jordan.
No. No, he was a game changer. Nike's a fascinating story, and I will say I really liked Phil Knight's book. I normally don't like reading books like that about a guy that created a shoe and Nike. Sure. I just kind of, but I thought he did a great job on the book. I truly, truly enjoyed it. Anyway.
Nice that Michael Jordan's a mama's boy and didn't want to go to the meeting with Nike until his mommy made him.
Well, you know,
what a silly story.
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting, and I'll put it this way.
You liked Adidas.
Between seeing what I saw about India last night and how India is having so much success with the coronavirus because younger people listen to older people, and there's kind of there's sort of a joint feeling in that country that we're all in this together, which, you know, in the United States, it feels like we're in a civil war all the time.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Oh, wait a minute. I've heard a million times we're all in this together. That's not true.
Are we not? Oh, wait. George Bush said we're all in this together. No. Oh, yeah, that's right. But he could have brought that up during the impeachment. Boy.
But every TV commercial says we're all in this together.
I know. Right? Yeah. I know, Trudy. It's really funny how many people try to say that. And it's just so not true. And I could give you a million examples. And it's terrible. It's sad. There's no way this should be a divisive thing. If we want to disagree and discuss it, that's one thing. But to be screaming at people and, you know, accusing people of all the horrors. And today, you know, out of nowhere. And I was pissed when I read this because I just thought, this is so dumb. Trump comes out and says, why does somebody look into Morning Joe and that girl that died in his office in 2001? Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God. Where is this coming from? What in the world happened in 2001?
He murdered someone. Morning Joe murdered someone.
Morning Joe, according to the story, he wasn't even there when she died. Hey, you know, is that true? Is that wrong? I mean,
I didn't even know about the story until the president tweeted, which thank God that's what the president's doing right now is tweeting so I can learn about murder.
The reason I was really pissed off is because, first of all, it's this endless thing of attack, you know, get attack, or just attack because you're about to get attacked, or just, I'm just so tired of it.
But the conspiracy theories, man.
Well, it wasn't even the conspiracy part. The main thing that bothered me about it was, maybe it's conspiratorial. It sounds like a really iffy thing to start with. It's like, why would you want to bring that up right now? And second of all, the poor girl's family.
Sure.
They're the ones who suffer from this. So while you're winning your battle of, you know, you come at me, I come at you, this poor girl's family, they're the ones who are the most affected by it, by suffering all over again, having to see their daughter used as a political pawn. I just hated that. And it was the lead story in two or three places I looked at it. It was like, just cringe.
So she had an undiagnosed heart condition, according to the medical examiner, passed out and hit her head on the side of the desk and died inside their office.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what we're going
through. Was
he
even there? Because the story said he wasn't even there.
It doesn't say, but Joey Scarborough.
Grace American Hero.
Grace American Hero.
Yeah, we should always play that song when we're talking about Morning Joe.
Because I actually like that song. That's a great song.
How's it going? How's the song
going? Believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. I'm walking on air. Be so free. God, it's a great song.
So Joey Scarborough responded by saying, drag a family through this and make them relive it again. Just like Seth Rich's parents.
Oh, no.
Which is another conspiracy theory.
It was Seth Rich's parents that said, shut up about this, please. It's bullshit.
And his brother, too.
Believe it or not, I'm walking on air.
MAGA.
Never thought I could feel so free.
MAGA.
Joey Scarbury, the greatest American hero, the only and the biggest hit.
Host of Morning Joey. Korea.
So, you know, on that topic, though, it's interesting to me how this works. You know what, Trump, I'd love to know what's in his brain. If he really believes that Joe Scarborough killed this woman, is he just trying to stir up shit? Because once in a while he does this where he goes, I'm trying to think of an example. He's talking about he was talking about the squad. He goes, and Ilhan Omar, who some people say she's married to her brother. I don't know. and you know what? I started reading up on it because I was fascinated. Like, wait, she's married to her brother? That's bizarre. I wonder if they had any kids. And it turns out it sounds to me like she was married to her brother because she was trying to get him into the United States. Mm-hmm. And there's all this fascinating stuff about it. Like,
I remember when you fell into that rabbit hole.
I know. It was, I mean, it's really, Brandon, you read about it.
Well, you kept asking me to, you know, have you seen these stories? And it was so bizarre how you couldn't get a straight answer on all these different topics.
But eventually, because Trump said that, and that's like a, I hate the term dog whistle, but it was like saying, hey, look into this. And I believe it was the Minneapolis paper that said, from all of the work they've done, it appears that she married her brother to get him into the country. She then divorced him and married this other guy, and then she ended up there's a whole big mess there, too, with a lobbyist. Or no, not a lobbyist. A person that worked on her campaign that she paid a lot of money to, and then she married him.
Yeah, that one's the more concerning one.
But honestly, you know, as far as that story goes.
Then her brother?
Nobody writes about this story. It's like, wait a second. We have a congresswoman who married her brother, and it seems like it's like, whew.
Well, the Minneapolis Star Tribune could neither conclusively confirm nor rebut the allegation that he is Omar's sibling.
So
I don't know what it means.
Well, there's a number of things that you will find out if you really look into it, such as it's a lot of it has to do with his social media, where he refers to she has a baby with her second or husband after him or whoever, whatever that guy is. And he says, look at my beautiful nephew. And this is the guy that was married to her. Mm-hmm. So how could it be his nephew if he was her husband?
Well, don't sometimes people use the term nephew or cousin when referring to someone?
It's not just one.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
It's not just one post. It's a number of things. Believe me, don't even bother going into the rabbit hole because nobody cares anyway.
This is what he had to say about it, actually.
I dated my sister once. 2 years. The breakup was horrible. But the sexual chemistry, I don't have to tell you, was electric.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, did you guys talk about Don Shula yet?
No.
Dead at 90?
Dead at a perfect 9-0. Mm-hmm. That's a good joke, and Tom got very mad that I texted that to him.
Oh, that's what he was mad about.
That's a good joke.
Okay, no, it is a good joke.
Thank you.
I thought that
Shula would have laughed.
I know, like, we're all really so in mourning for Don Shula that we can't possibly get past horrible joke.
Should we call Maz and have him eulogize him?
Yeah, I think we should. I do. We get his thoughts on The Last Dance, too. Jordan, you know, in The Last Dance, they did talk about his crazy golf gambling. Yeah. And the reason that story is such a great story is because here's a guy making, you know, a couple $100 million a year, and he loses $1 million on a golf course, and it's like us losing $100.
That's his best. That was his best defense when he did the interview with Ahmad Rashad in sunglasses. I love that Ahmad Rashad pointed that out, that doing an interview in sunglasses really doesn't help your credibility.
No.
But Ahmad's like, you know, he's basically like, Michael Jordan still has Michael Jordan's house. Michael Jordan still has a car.
He's like, I'd be selling this ring and this watch to you if I was, you know, because the idea of him being broke was fucking ridiculous.
No, he liked gambling.
He liked to play blackjack. He liked to gamble on golf. He should have said, yeah, I really probably a little out of control, and I played with some funky people because he owed that one guy $57,000, and he ends up caught up in this legal case.
He should have said, it's not a problem. I just like to do it a lot. Right?
Jordan, the one thing that really just endlessly comes through in this thing is he's the most competitive motherfucker. He always wants to win, and he wants to win by the most he possibly can.
How about that security guard with the white blonde perm who beats him at that quarters game and then does the Jordan walk-off leg?
The shrug.
Yeah, when he made the 6 threes in a row, he had his palms up like, oh, my God, what's going on here? And that was really funny.
That security guard, what a perm.
And then Jordan goes, go security, United Center. Get out of here. But that's why I love Michael Jordan. He worked so hard. He wanted it so bad, and he got it. Sure. I think that's great.
Yeah, especially on the court.
And I think it separates him from almost anyone in any sport, maybe Tom Brady.
You know,
as far as wanting to win, who wanted it more than Michael Jordan?
No one.
Probably not.
Not in team sports.
And I love the Jordan LeBron argument, which I assume will come up at some point in The Last Dance. I mean, Scottie, right?
Yeah.
And I'm firmly in Jordan's corner because
you are. I still think LeBron's. I don't know.
When you
if I was starting a team like from scratch with them, I'd rather have Jordan, but I just think LeBron, just because of his size.
If you want, if you want a winning shot in the fourth quarter of any game, there is no one I would rather have taken than Michael Jordan.
John Paxson.
And what? I will say this, too. I can't say that I would want LeBron to take it because I don't think he makes a lot of clutch shots.
Well, he hasn't.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, he's great for the first 3.5 quarters, but the last 2 minutes, he's not as good as he is the rest of the game. He's a great passer always. I don't know. I'll always take Jordan's one of those guys. It's funny. I had two favorite athletes in the 80s and 90s.
Sweetness.
Walter Payton and Michael Jordan, who I feel like they never, ever let you down. They always gave 100%. They were winners. Payton won a Super Bowl. Jordan won six titles or whatever he won. Six NBA titles. The baseball didn't go so well. Mm-hmm. But although I did last night, somebody tweeted out a highlight of Jordan in 1994. Yeah,
that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
That's a good way of putting it. Jordan played in the White Sox-Cubs annual exhibition game. Mm-hmm. This is before he'd played a full season. He had just worked out in the offseason, and he had a double and a single in the game, and it was kind of cool watching him play at Wrigley Field.
Didn't Garth Brooks get a hit in spring training, too?
Well, this wasn't spring training. This is an exhibition game the day before. I think it was 2 days before the regular season started. So it was a traditional thing they did with the Cubs and the White Sox, kind of like the Giants and the Jets play.
Yeah. Preseason.
But
Why didn't he do well at baseball, though?
Because hitting a baseball is the hardest thing to do in sports, probably, because it's going 95 miles an hour. It might be sinking. It might be curving. It might be sliding. It might be a changeup going 78. It's just learning to hit is so hard. And even Michael Jordan.
Didn't he look awkward, though, playing?
I did. I just didn't think he had a good swing.
I just liked baseball when I was a kid.
I would imagine Michael Jordan would be a fabulous base runner and a fabulous outfielder, but I just didn't think he swung the bat.
If his dad wasn't murdered, he probably would have won 8 in a row. Huh.
I thought he would have won 8 in a row. I mean, that's why I feel like the LeBron argument, how do you get past the LeBron argument where Jordan is in 6 finals and he wins 6 finals?
Yeah.
No, LeBron was in 8 finals in a row, I think, wasn't he?
He's 3-6 in the finals, LeBron.
Well, that's hard to overcome. I mean, he's an incredible player. They're both incredible, but I go Micah Jordan. I got to go with Micah Jordan. And Drake, what else is in that thing? It was interesting seeing that Knicks series.
A lot of people might probably saying that, you know, just by Michael Jordan being in charge and making decisions, he's never had an opportunity to do that. And you know, maybe Michael Jordan is not the ingredient that may turn this team around. But then again, Michael Jordan may be.
Unedited. I think I missed the very beginning.
Michael Jordan looked forward to the challenge. I know a lot of people might probably saying that, you know, just by Michael Jordan being in charge.
This is unedited.
I don't know if he's the...
Isn't this unedited?
Is he the Michael Jordan of grammar there at the beginning?
Michael Jordan looked forward to the challenge. I know a lot of people
might probably like Ricky saying...
Ricky Anderson had the same teacher.
No, just by Michael Jordan being in charge and making decisions.
You?
Gatorade.
Well, you know, that first line, you know, try being Michael Jordan for a day or a week.
Yeah.
And 33 steal.
I got really stuck on that. What is the verb there? How do I break that sentence down?
Being is the verb, isn't it? Try being.
Yeah. I guess mom do knows best.
There really is. Some people just can't get the tenses straight. They just can't. I would think after you're, you know, in the public eye for that long, you'd go, oh, fuck these tenses. God damn it. Yeah. But does anybody go, you know, Michael or Ricky, you know, you're getting the tense wrong like 80% of the time? That's almost impossible. I mean, you should get 50-50 at least. Let's study tenses.
The biggest I also want to thank the member of the Hall of Fame.
The big thing coming out of this is the whole Republicans buy sneakers too line again.
Which was a throwaway.
Well, he said it was. It probably was. But
well, he didn't say it on TV. It's not like he was.
And I'm sure he didn't support Jesse Helms' reelection. He probably just didn't want to get involved in any of it.
No, he didn't. He doesn't care.
It's his fucking right. I'm just shocked. Rob Parker wrote a thing for Deadspin, by the way. About it. And I'm just, you know, obviously his viewpoint is going to be different, but you know, we're living in a different time now where athletes comment on everything. But
I don't want them commenting on everything. There's so much noise out there now. I don't want everyone to have a voice. I mean, you can have a voice if you want to, but look how getting a voice.
Stay in your lane, bro.
Maybe he just didn't want to get
behind. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't care. I really don't think politics, I don't think he cared. No. She probably should have cared more, but I think that's part of Michael Jordan. He's busy being a great basketball player, and he doesn't have time for anything else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, people got mad at Brady, too, because he had that hat in his locker.
Oh my God!
And then he would never make comment about it. It's like, well, maybe he isn't. Maybe he just sees Trump as a friend.
Tom Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
Tom Brady doesn't have to say anything about a fucking hat in his locker.
No. And just like LeBron doesn't have to say anything about China.
MAGA.
We know Brady loves Trump, and he's complicit in everything he's done.
Clearly.
End of the story. No need to ask him about it. And Robert Kraft, too. Anyway, on the Michael Jordan thing, I remember I was in Charlotte when Jesse Helms was a big deal, and used to do his voice. He is the weirdest guy. The way he talks, it's like the words are coming out of his stomach or something, and then they're all caught up in his mouth. It's weird.
Really?
Yeah. Let's play Jesse Helms cut.
For some Jesse Helms.
It's really weird the way he talks.
Let's see. Here's some Chelsea.
It's not that hard to impersonate.
Yeah, so there's a look back at Jesse Helms when he died.
I know. Who would think we'd be talking about Jesse Helms today?
Ooga, the sound of a honking horn and an old tin Lizzie. Watching Jesse Helms move through a crowd reminded you of a tin Lizzie. Old-fashioned, cranky, proud of it. He never tried to avoid the potholes of American politics. He just...
...average 16 different sex partners every month.
Son of what's he talking about
Bible
there?
Surveys, Mr.
President. Hang on, I'm curious.
No, after a lifetime of opposing racial quotas, abortion, so many UN programs, and gay rights.
Reliable surveys, Mr. President, show that many homosexuals average 16 different sex partners every month.
On the low
son
end.
Of a police chief, Helms grew up in Monroe, North Carolina, played the tuba in high school, later served on the Raleigh City Council. His hardline conservative views earned him election to the Senate 5 times. Voters knew what they got with Helms because he told them.
There's going to be 6 more years of torment for Ted Kennedy and all those other ones.
His relations with the press were so prickly, he accused reporters.
It's like a southern accent with a cold.
Now, if they had just supported prayer in school, they could have gotten through with that prayer.
And he sometimes clashed with colleagues, as when a group of congresswomen tried to crash one of his hearings.
Mr. Chairman, we would like you to meet with us.
You know you are out of order, and I would not be discourteous to you where you work. Now, you please be a lady.
Critics said he built his election campaigns around fear, as in this ad against opponent Harvey Gantt.
You needed that job, and you were the best qualified. But they had to give it to a minority because of a racial quota.
Late in life, he struck an unlikely friendship with the rock star Bono.
Okay, enough.
I'll play it. I have to hear it.
Bono's a racist.
Bono's fights against AIDS in Africa and third world debt. But on most issues, he never melted.
On a scooter.
I would like them to say, well, he did the best he could.
That was the best you could
do. If they say that, that'd be enough.
And Jesse Helms took as much pride in what he was against as what he was for. Bob Schieffer, CBS.
I liked you too. I liked the song One. Pride in the Name of Love was about an African-American leader who cheered on another man who was raping a woman. Did you know homosexuals average 16 partners a month? 16 different people, their penis will enter their butthole.
Isn't that what he said? Many?
Yes, many homosexuals.
Average 16 sexual.
Over the years, my ass has taken a pounding.
Probably one guy that's really throwing off that curve in whatever study Jesse Helms did.
I don't know if that's all given or taken, but somebody's bunghole is taking a beating there.
I'm going to go do my own research.
That was weird.
What a bizarre time.
Jerry Krause. The general manager of the Bulls, is the most unlikable asshole. To me, isn't he the ultimate management weasel?
Yeah.
He's definitely the villain of this 10-part series.
But, you know, they win their second or third championship in a row, and he says he just has to say, this organization from top to bottom is the best. I mean, he just can't give it to the players. No, it's not about the players. It's the entire organization is outstanding. He thinks that he was the puppeteer pulling all the strings and making them win. It's like, no, you're a fat fuck, and you got Michael Jordan. You inherited Michael Jordan, and that's why you won six championships.
He did build that team.
He made some good moves. Yeah, they weren't all good.
The Oakley trade was big, and you got Rodman to come on board. He drafted Pippen out of nowhere.
He didn't draft Scottie Pippen. He traded for Scottie Pippen. Scottie Pippen was drafted, I believe, Sacramento, and he traded with him.
Sacramento or Portland. But, or somebody but it was else. A deal before. I mean, the deal was made that they would draft in the
trade. I'm just being specific about it.
Okay, either way, he got Scottie Pippen. I mean,
but he did not draft Michael Jordan.
He inherited Michael Jordan.
If you take Michael Jordan out of that team, what happened the 2 years without Michael Jordan? Well, what do you know? Well,
and they didn't have Pippen. They didn't have Rodman.
They had Pippen when they didn't win.
Oh, you mean the 2 years in between.
Yeah. But anyway, this guy, they win three championships in a row. They win three championships in a row again. And all he has to do is say, you know what? I'm going to let Phil Jackson come back. He's won six championships in the last 8 years. I should probably invite him back for another season. But no, he can't do that. His ego is too big. So Michael Jordan says, if you're not going to have Phil back, I'm not going to play. He's like, yep. Okay, too bad. Guess that's too bad. Guess we're going to have to rebuild. I'm gonna be the puppeteer of my next great championship team.
How'd that work out for him?
No Michael
Jordan.
You
don't know basketball. You just got going.
I can't believe.
No Michael Jordan, no championship. How could you? Nobody wins four in a row. They had a chance to win four in a row.
How did Reinsdorf let him do that?
I don't know. It's got to be the dumbest decision anyone's ever made in sports management. Yeah. It has to be up there.
Because he wasn't getting enough credit, Krause.
Yeah, he wanted Phil Jackson out. Mm-hmm. He didn't like all the attention he got. What a weasel. Honestly. I hate it when management weasels just can't get enough credit, so they have to rearrange history.
Brandon, did you like the Dream Team? Were you a fan of the Dream Team?
I absolutely loved the Dream Team as a kid, yeah. I collected the cups from McDonald's. Yep, I did all that.
Me too, yeah. Drew didn't like them.
What?
I didn't not like them. I knew when they started talking about that.
If you don't like America, then you can get it.
I knew they were going to kick everyone's ass that played. There would be no
awesome
United States Olympic basketball, which was very competitive. I knew that there was going to be no competition. There was no way. The only thing that could happen was that they would lose and be humiliated beyond their wildest dreams. But they were too good to even have that happen.
It was so much fun watching that team.
Winning by 30 points every game.
Yeah, it was great.
And Angola put up a good fight.
That was awesome, man. I love it.
There was no way they could lose. It was like, why didn't they just have the Dream Team play?
If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
Why don't you put the New York Yankees in a Little League division and see how they do?
Oh, my God. I would so watch that. Wouldn't you watch that?
Brandon would collect all the cups.
I would if McDonald's had a promotion.
The only problem with the Yankees, that game would be like 30 hours long because they would never get out. They'd start getting out on purpose.
Oh, they'd have slaughter rule because it's Little League.
Okay. It was just cool to see a mega team. It was better than any all-star team could possibly be.
They didn't play anyone who could even touch them.
But you never get to see, like Brandon said,
all-star game.
A mega
team. It showed our dominance in the world at basketball.
Who came close to touching them, though?
Tony Kukoc?
No, he didn't. He didn't come close.
He made it to the gold game.
They lost by 33 points, and they lost a championship game by... What did they lose a championship game by? It was a lot.
A lot, yeah. No, they creamed everybody. It was awesome.
I didn't know that story, though, about how they destroyed Tony Kukoc in the first game because of
Jerry Krause. Jerry Krause would go on and on about Tony. Oh, we get Tony Kukoc. Oh, Tony Kukoc, Tony Kukoc. So they were so tired of hearing about that, and Tony was going to continue playing for European teams because he wanted to be close to home because of the unrest in his country. So they were so tired of hearing of Tony Kukoc when they had a chance to play against him in the Olympics. They just decided he wasn't going to do shit. And they covered him harder than they've ever covered any player ever.
He was blindsided, and he was their teammates, well, in a way, because he was already drafted by the Bulls,
that was the first time
he met them.
I do not know why they hate me.
He had no clue.
That was his quote last night.
He did not know what was coming. He had no idea that was coming. They were blocking every shot.
It was fucking great. It was awesome.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
But nobody played the true NBA stars. They don't even play on the Olympic team anymore, do they? Isn't it like hard to fill it? Don't most of them say,
I think they disbanded Olympic basketball because it was such a joke after the Dream Team. I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
No, I think it just varies from year to year because a few Olympics ago, that was when LeBron and all, you know, all those guys, they jumped in.
That was because I think in Athens, then they get the bronze and it was a horrible failure. So then there was this big push in 08 to have, you know, okay, LeBron, you got to save us and all you studs got to save us.
Without Donald Trump, the Olympics would have been a total failure.
I love how Jordan makes up these battles in his head.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I think Charles should have won MVP. Michael Jordan should have won MVP. So he can have that. I'll just take this championship.
No disrespect, Clyde Drexler. Clyde Drexler's great, but he ain't no Michael Jordan.
Dan Marley, Jerry Krause loved him, so I'm going to kill Dan Marley.
Hey, poor Thunder Dan.
When he said that about Thunder Dan, I was like, is Krause only like white players who coach Thunder Dan Marley? Purdue.
He's got some Jesse here.
Will Purdue, John Paxson.
Will Purdue. Steve Kerr. Jordan punched in practice?
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr, yeah.
He likes white guys.
Paxson. You know, last night's episode did feature Danny Ainge, who's another white guy. Maybe we should call him. Don't we have his phone number?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, I'd forgotten Danny. Oh, that's a good idea.
No.
I'd forgotten Danny Ainge was on the Suns. It was a wrong team.
Not only was he on the Suns, but I think he was on... Wasn't he on Portland when Jordan beat him, too?
Was he?
He's on Boston, right?
Yeah. He won championships
in Boston. For a long time.
Played for the Blue Jays, too. Hit 179.
That's right. 170.
That game two of the 93 Bulls-Suns series, Bulls led 1-0. It was at Phoenix. Oh, my God, was that a great game, because Jordan had 42, and Barkley had 42 in that game. Oh, Barkley played a phenomenal. In fact, he said, I couldn't play any better, and Michael Jordan played better than me. So it was the first
That's a terrible idea.
The first time he didn't think he was the best player on the court.
He was my favorite player. That series had a lot to do with it. I was a huge Suns fan because of that.
Yeah, and Barkley had a great series, actually. I mean,
and then I got all geeked when Jordan left because I was like, here comes Barkley and the Suns. They're going to win it. And then Hakeem Olajuwon comes and steals my dream for 2 years.
You know what I noticed in that Suns-Bulls game was, remember Oliver Miller?
Yeah. Oh, boy. What a load.
I know. He's a big fan of Oliver Miller.
Load.
He played for the Pistons.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever happened. Huge. Forgot load. About him. He wasn't on that boat with.
Bison Daley.
Bison Daley.
Jason Williams. Was Jason Williams his old name?
Was that? Yeah, I think it was.
Oliver Miller. Wait. Miller. 6'9, 280 on the moon, maybe.
Like 400 he's bigger
pounds.
Than that.
Yeah.
By the way,
oh my God, the list of teams Oliver Miller was on.
I got a great question. Remember the Jason Williams who played for the Nets, who was such a great player, who was having some sort of a bus to go to some bars, and then he came back in the limo driver, and he's like, hey, look at this incredible gun. It's not loaded right now. Boom! And he blew a hole in the guy, and then he had, what did he say? He committed suicide.
He orchestrated everybody.
Oh, my God, my limo driver committed suicide. It's crazy. He made everyone lie.
The Globetrotters.
He took all his clothes and threw them out and jumped in the pool to get all the blood off him and all that crazy shit. And I remember for years, people defended him, which was so bizarre. Yeah. And then finally, he did go to prison, didn't he?
Yeah, I'm trying to look him up.
Because I always thought if anyone deserves horrible karma, it's that guy.
Because I always got confused with all the different Jason Williams, though, because there's Jason
chocolate.
Williams with a Y.
There's white chocolate Jason Williams from Florida.
Jason Williams, though, and his wife defended him. She was an attorney, and she defended him vociferously. And that poor limo driver's family were like, he would never commit suicide. Not in a million years would he commit suicide. And all those people on the bus stuck to their story for the longest time. Oh, yeah, no, he shot himself. It's crazy.
So.
Oh, wow. So it looks like he got just a couple months, really. Eight months, maybe?
Sentenced to 5 years, possible parole after 18. He was moved to Rikers to serve another year sentence for a DWI, which he served.
Oh, yeah. He got a DWI while this was going on.
In the end, he pled guilty on January 11th, 2010. He was released from custody April 13th, 2012.
That's my birthday.
2012? When was the shooting?
2002, February 14th, 2002.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he just wrote another book. He's an author now.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, this is fun, too.
Is he still married to the wonderful lady who defended him?
Probably not.
I got to see what he... That, oh, what an asshole. I saw them on Oprah, too.
He's the worst.
Defending him. It's disgusting. Ugh, what a dick.
He almost... wait a sec. He wrote a book. In 2001, he authored a book about basketball entitled Loose Balls. Get it? The book intended largely to be a humorous recollection of Williams' life in the NBA was later cited as containing 9 separate anecdotes involving his tendency to play with guns, which is what he was doing when he shot the limo
driver.
Oh,
he loved playing with guns. He played with guns after he shot the limo driver.
Yeah. Including one where football player Wayne Schrebe, remember that dude?
Uh-huh.
Was nearly shot, and one where the uncle of Manute Bol is threatened with an unloaded handgun.
Yeah. What? Yeah, he almost killed Wayne Schrebe.
Wasn't it Wayne Krabet?
No, Sherbet.
That's what I called him.
Sherbet.
Oh, okay.
He was good for about 3 games, I think, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Kind of exciting for a brief period.
He would have been perfect on the Patriots.
Well, there's so many things that I wanted but didn't want to talk about today. And as I mentioned, I wanted to open up with the TMZ story about Darren McFadden's DUI because it was so funny. He's ordering food at McDonald's drive-thru, and he just crashes. And these cops are, first they're, hey, buddy, wake up. And then it's like.
Have you ever seen anybody that out?
No, I thought he and Charles Rogers, if Charles Rogers was alive, they could have a crash off. They really could. Because Charles Rogers, if you remember, they had to go through the sunroof to wake him up. They could not wake him up. And McFadden, it's so funny because they're just pounding. Then they're shaking the car. They're like making the car rock back and forth.
Yes.
He still won't wake up. They break the window. They're trying to break the window, and his foot goes off the brake and gets on the accelerator. But fortunately, the wheels are turned to the left, so it's going. Wheels just going round and round and round with the wheel turned into the curb.
So the cops are okay, which is what makes it even more hilarious. Because that one guy is on the driver's side. He could have been pinned pretty. Are you going to play it, Brandon? Because if you can, jump forward to. You'll see the second cop's body cam. And from his perspective, he's on the passenger side. And you can see McFadden.
Oh, great, just play the whole
great,
thing.
Great. Oh, you want to run and play
the whole thing? The whole thing is fucking hilarious.
All right. And then you can see him just out. Where's this at? Did you say where it's at? Drive through of a.
I don't know.
It's in drive.
A Whataburger?
Yeah. Was it Whataburger? Mm-hmm. Hey, Darren, wake up!
No, I'm still sleeping, man.
How many knocks? And that's like. What?
They think he's dead at one point.
Like 3 inches from his head.
He's out.
Now they're shaking the car. And they know it's in drive.
Rocking the car back and forth, rocking.
They're rocking it pretty viciously, too.
The problem is the car's in drive, and his foot's on the brake, but
so it's... So drool's coming out? Is he breathing?
Don't worry about it slipping.
That's like an alarm clock.
Woo, woo!
He's a sleepy guy.
Oh, he's breathing. He's good.
Okay. That was the officer.
Just keep that light on there.
So ridiculous.
Now he's using 2 hands to shake the car.
What the hell did this guy drink?
Hey!
Uh-oh. There he goes.
Turn the car around.
Listen to the wheels.
The front wheels turn to the left. Turn to the right! Be free! Darren, turn the wheel to the right! Get out of there!
So right now you see this SUV that's just trying to drive into a Whataburger wall.
Darren, turn the wheel to the right! Be free!
This officer...
Wake up!
Can they put a contraption on the back of the flashlight that just breaks a window and so you don't have to hit it 3,000 times?
I couldn't believe they couldn't break this window. It took forever.
Listen to those wheels.
Darren, turn to the right.
Must stink.
Go your ass to
bed! Get out of the car! Put it in the park.
Here's Here's the part.
Get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
Here's the part where Darren McFadden time travels, because the last thing he remembers is he just paid for his Whataburger.
He's like, where's my fucking Big Mac?
And now he's being pulled out of his car.
No, it's a lock.
Here's my credit card. What's going on?
Get out of the car. Break out of the car. Get out of the car.
Is that McFadden honking?
You're sleepy while I'm talking to you.
Be free. Be free, Darren.
Get out of the car.
He's still in the car.
I need your supervisor.
No, I'm still sleeping.
Get back now. Get back now.
So that cop's body camera fell off. Now here's the second cop. And watch, I don't know if Trudy and Brandon, if you can see his head.
Oh, he's moving.
His head's just wobbling back and forth. Very loose neck. And here he goes.
Go! Turn right!
Oh, wow.
Turn to the right, Darren. Be free!
His wheel's just spinning.
Darren, turn to the right! Be free!
I got it.
Somebody's got a case of the sleepies.
That's good glass.
He's a sleepy guy.
God damn
it. That's right, god damn it's right.
He's gonna need some new tires after this, I'm afraid.
Wake up, wake up!
Only on one side.
So let me guess, he plead this down to OUIL or whatever.
I didn't get that far. I was too excited from watching the video.
Arrested me for what?
Get out of the car.
Get out of the car.
Out of the car.
I thought this was America.
Wait, wait, is my food ready?
This is America.
I paid for my food.
I just love anyone who's that dedicated to crashing.
No, it's a lock. Get out of the fucking car.
I'm sleeping.
Out of the car. Break out of the car.
I'm driving.
Look at him. He's got his hands on the wheel. He's trying to turn it.
Turn to the right. Be free. Be free.
Get out of the car.
Quit the fuck.
Turn the car on, McFadden.
Don't you know he's a good football player?
Get out of the car.
Freeze. Run really fast. Come on.
Hold on.
And he's starving because he never got his food.
He's fighting back now.
Hold on, bro.
Get back now. Get back now. Get out of the car.
Get on the ground.
Get on the ground. Do it now.
Taser pointed at him.
Get on the ground. Do it now.
Get out of the fucking car.
Get on the ground. Do it now. Get on the ground. Do it now.
You would think he'd want to get on the ground and fall back asleep.
But Jay's right back.
He has no idea. He has no idea why he is being pulled out.
I got you.
There's one shot in there, too, where you can see the girl in the drive-thru window watching.
Cool.
Just watching. She had a front view. Why didn't she film it?
Good point.
That should be an ad
she
for that
have made
car.
Some money for TMZ. Yeah, I wonder what kind of tires those are.
They should use those Goodyear. Should use that for their ad about their tires.
Pretty amazing stuff.
She can floor it into the side of a building. That's exciting.
Wow. That was insane. I can't believe how strong that glass is and how drunk he actually must have been to just be crashed.
You know, scroll down on the story. I think they said he only blew a .15. Does that sound right?
Oh, no way. Really? He must have some Ambien in his system or something.
He sleep drove.
He was charged with a DWI, which means that it's greater or equal to a .15. So we all know it's way greater. way.
I know. Wouldn't it be nice to reconstruct his night? I'd love to know. Reconstruction.
He would like to reconstruct. Do you ever get his food?
Good question.
Do they refund his money?
Questions. Great question. You know, on TMZ also, they did a story. Charles gets so mad. And Harvey does too, about more huge parties in Chicago. Yeah. Huge parties.
Well, Atlanta this time, wasn't it?
Oh, well, no, it was both.
Oh, it was both?
It was both. Oh, man. And it's continuing, and it's just a big fuck you. And I think Harvey tried to more or less say that, but then Harvey tried to suggest that it's almost like a demonstration. It's a statement of defiance. I'm like, No, it is not a demonstration. It's they're partying their asses off. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is part of the problem in this country.
Do they even know that they're not supposed to be having a party?
Well, they, you know, it's funny because Harvey and Charles examined that idea. I think Harvey wanted to say that maybe they don't know to sort of help them out because I think Charles was so embarrassed. But Charles is like, no, you can't not know. You can't not know. And I just don't know, honestly. I keep looking at that curve and just going, God, our curve sucks. And I'm not saying that it wasn't the right thing to shut everyone up, but it's like we really did kind of a half-ass job. People are flying. People are doing this, doing that, and, you know, throwing parties. And, you know, we had the spring break stuff going on. And it just...
This party is officially boring. I'm bored. And you people are very rude. Let's get out of here.
And now it seems like people are determined to show that they're not doing what anybody's going to tell them to do. In fact, this just blew my mind today. Watching the Ohio governor on Good Morning America. And he said, well, you're not requiring people to wear masks in public. And he said, but we decided that that's just too big a bridge to cross right now. To ask people to save their lives and other people's lives who are in a room or in a store with them, I don't think that's too much to ask.
To ask them to wear a mask or make them wear
a mask? No, he said, well, he meant more or less the same thing. It's too big a bridge right now. We're asking people to do so much that to ask them to save their lives and save other people's lives by wearing a mask is just too much. So what you have instead is, you know, people running retail establishments saying, well,
it should be up to them.
It doesn't have to be. It can be against the law or it cannot be against the law. I don't give a fuck. I'm not risking my employees.
Yeah.
I'm not risking my customers. So you have a situation like at the dollar store in Flint where the security guard gets in an argument because the guy doesn't want to wear a mask and the guy refuses to leave the store. And so what happens? He shoots the security guard, shoots him in the head, kills him. A father of eight kids is dead because someone didn't want to wear a mask because nobody tells anyone what to do in this country.
You know what sucks? The fact that the dollar store had to have a security guard.
I know. It's
just awful.
Fucking stupid. I mean, we are just so stuck on stupid right now. And there's the other story.
The other dollar.
In Flint. Yeah, at the Dollar Tree store where this poor clerk, this poor girl, this guy walks in, who looked kind of cool, by the way. She had these cool sunglasses, and he's got his checked shirt. But he acts anything but cool because she asks him, she says, you know.
This is in Holly, right? Says,
I thought it was, is it Holly?
Come on, this one?
The guy in the checked shirt and the cool glasses?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I know it was north somewhere. Anyway, she says, oh, sir, could you please put on a mask? He's like, no, I'm not putting on a mask. She goes, we've got masks. Didn't she say they have masks for him to wear?
Yep.
Yeah, refused. And he was so incensed that anyone would ask him to do anything that he came over and wiped his nose and his face on her shirt.
Ugh. While saying, I'll use this as a mask.
Gross. Fuck you. What a fucking asshole. Why are there so many assholes? I mean, that's what...
That is a disgusting act.
We're in the era of assholes. It's just everyone... fights back. No one lets anything go. No one tells anybody what to do.
When you watch social media, though, you'll see now that being an asshole is pretty normal. You can be a fucking asshole. You can just make some bodacious, ridiculous statement about someone, be completely wrong. It's like, sorry. I mean, it's not. Why? Nobody really vets anything. It's all like everyone just shits their brain right out. They don't care.
Like Deborah Messing?
Hold on to Deborah Messing. I have a long discussion coming up about Deborah Messing. What a fucking idiot she is. I mean, just what a moron. How many times can she say something that is just so patently dumb to all her myriad of Twitter followers and have to say, and then 2 minutes later, she's saying something else ridiculous. And she sounds like the angriest human being alive, too. It's like, what the fuck is with you? You're on a stupid TV show. You get loaded rich off it. And now you got to tell everybody what to do and who's right and who's wrong all the time. What's wrong with you? And none of that. She grew up rich, too, as we checked in our deep dive today. She grew up in some Tony, Connecticut suburb,
East Greenwich, Rhode Island, which the median family income is $150,000, I think.
So she's lived a very charmed life. Why is she so fucking angry that she has to go after people that shouldn't be going after?
I do find it quite hilarious, and the only time we hear about Deborah Messing now is when she tweets something and then has to apologize, because it happens every 3 months.
You won't believe the string of stories. Hold that thought, though, because I wanted to.
I will say this, though. Okay, there's a still picture of Central Park, right, where everybody's out. There's a lot more social distancing going on there than I think we're led to believe, no?
Look at Huntington. Look at Huntington Beach.
Well, see, that's
look at,
Brandon.
There's so many pictures of people who are just openly. I'm defiant.
No,
I'm stupid as fuck, and I might die, and I might kill you, but I'm defiant.
Brandon and I were talking off the air, though. I guess in New York, maybe there's I feel a little worse for those people because they live in apartments. They don't have a backyard or anything, so they want to get outside.
So, yeah, then go kill themselves or kill other people.
No, I'm just looking at that picture of Central Park.
You know what? We all
social distance.
We're all having a tough time right now. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't follow any rules.
No, I know.
You just can't. I mean, we're really. It's like there's civil war in this country. We have two groups. Everything the one group is wrong with the other group, and everything the other group is wrong with the other group. I mean, really, it is. And when
you're
judging,
if you don't like America, then you can get it.
When you're judging someone's behavior, it depends on what political party they're in. If they're not in your party, then it's inconceivable anyone act like that. And if they're in your party, you go, they deserve due process, and I believe him. I don't think he did anything. I mean, it's
if you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
Inconceivable.
Mind-boggling. I wasn't ready for Deborah Messing. I need to get some. I need a testosterone glob.
Wow.
Before we get into Deborah Messing, I've got to have a testosterone.
I don't know about that.
I have something that I want to clear out. I want to go with some cameos.
All right.
We have some new cameos. Oh, I know we're going to have new cameos because we have athletes not getting paid. We have entertainers who can't tour. Mm-hmm. And you know, as far as the bands and the singers and the crews and all that, those people are going to have a tough time because no concerts possibly till late 2021. And a lot of those people, they live big lifestyles.
Mm-hmm.
So
they all save money, though.
Yeah, they're all really responsible with money.
They're saving your money right now.
And that's why. That's right. That's true. And I've let Mick know on Twitter many times if he has to spend my money, as long as he produces that concert eventually, I'll be okay with it.
I have these cameos today. I have them sorted by price. I'm going to go lowest to highest today.
Are there any surprising people on there, Brandon? Because I'm expecting some pretty big people to be on Cameo soon.
There's some surprises in here. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I was
a lot of new ones. Shocked
by a couple of them. Here's one of them here. Let's see.
Hey, happy birthday, Michelle. Molly had told me that.
God dang it. I hate when they don't intro themselves. It's Aubrey First Huff.
I think you mean Huff Daddy, as he's called in here.
Oh, really?
Look at his handle. It's Huff Daddy 17, which anybody that ends Daddy.
Why does it make me laugh every time I hear them acting like they know the person?
Yeah.
It's just so stupid.
$50 for him. It's not bad. Not a bad price.
Hey, yo, Clayton, congratulations, buddy, for graduating.
Oh, cool. So, First Huff, $50. Next up. And I don't know if we've covered it. This is Chris Chelios. Did we know Chelly had one?
He looks pained.
I didn't know Chelly was on there. Chelly's a nice guy. He probably would roll with us and have fun with it.
Look at him, though. Doesn't he look pained?
Hey, Lindsay, it's Chris Chelios from the Chicago Blackhawks.
What?
Ambassador.
Ambassador.
Like to wish you happy Mother's Day from your husband, Ian.
Oh, that's nice. He is $75.
Not bad.
And as you'll realize, as we get more expensive, obviously these people, as it goes up, are way more famous than the others. So this one surprised me a little bit.
Oh, boy.
Hi, everyone. Chuck Norris here. I'm excited to be on Cameo and connect with you.
He looks like 50. He's got
to
be 80.
To hearing from all of you.
He looks soft.
He looks incredible, doesn't he?
Yeah, is that a rug?
Yeah.
Well, that might be.
I don't care for that guy.
Me neither. Too soft.
We had Chuck
Norris is $150
about 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Remember Chucker, Trudy?
Yeah, for sure.
He was first of all, he's very short. Very, very short. Of course, he's buff as hell. He's tough as hell. He was the nicest guy, though. And I remember we were taking pictures with Chuck, and our banner kind of fell down, and Chuck picked it up and put it back up.
Whoa!
It's like, who does that? Wow. Nobody does that.
It's pretty cool.
It was really
Chuck
nice,
Norris does it.
Really
I was
nice
looking
guy.
For Chuck Norris drops. I guess I don't have any. The only Chuck Norris drop I have is from Walker, Texas Ranger, and it's not even him. It's Haley Joel Osment.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
We need Chuck Norris drops.
The greatest scene in the history of television. Do you remember that? Yeah. From Walker, Texas Ranger, when he's got...
Walker told me I have AIDS.
You got to play the whole thing.
Wait, he has AIDS?
You got to play the whole thing in context, because it's so goddamn funny. And Conan, remember Conan used to play all the Walker, Texas Ranger stuff?
No, there was a... Chuck Norris became gigantic out of the blue at one point. It was just how tough he was.
Yeah, here you go. Watch this scene. This scene's great.
Seems so much shorter than a week, but in some ways, a lot longer.
I know what you mean.
Haley Jaws was like 40 here.
Walker and him are getting out of the car.
It's okay, Aunt Alex. I'm a man now.
Oh, thank you.
That reservation still standing? Barely.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli's how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
That's it.
That's a really awkward transition.
You think from part of my French?
Why?
I'll be damned to Walker told me I have AIDS.
Was his character a heroin user? Was he injecting himself with needle with
No,
drugs?
He's really into gay sex.
Well, I mean, those are the high-risk groups. Did he come out?
12-year-old Haley Joel Osment? He's probably not even 12 there. What is he, like 8?
How did he get AIDS?
I don't know. I don't know the rest of that
They've
story.
They've got to explain that storyline. I bet it's online somewhere. I'm going to have to watch that episode.
He was Jessica Simpson's acting coach, too.
What?
Chucker was. That's right.
Chucker was, yeah.
I thought you meant Haley Joel Osment.
I think Trudy's in Wikipedia.
All right, here's another one. This one's more famous than Chuck Norris.
Jersey Shore, I'm so excited to be a part of Cameo.
Oh, it's Dina. Oh,
Dina.
Too much Dina.
Oh, so she's $150
she's
bucks.
Had
so
she's had a huge makeover, hasn't she?
I wouldn't have known that was her.
She looks halfway good.
Dina. Oh, God.
Can we play one of her dumb ones?
There's just way too much Dina.
She doesn't have any yet. She's asking for $150 and no one wants it.
$150. I love that it's, again, here's another one. It's our job to keep Dina in money, to keep her supported. It's our job for the rest of our lives, just like Tori Spelling.
There's just way too much Dina.
How about JD Martinez?
What? Hey, Cheryl. JD here.
Paycheck.
I know. Why? I get it. It sucks. We can't play ball. You can't come watch us. You can't sit behind the dugout. You and your friend Susan. All right? And trust me, I wish you guys were right there and taking those flights and coming to see us. But you know what?
What team is he on now?
Red Sox.
He's still with the Red Sox. Okay. God, I love him. Love him as a player.
I know. Why is he doing it?
He signed a monster deal, yet he needs $160.
He's not getting paid right now. This is his paycheck, Cameo.
He's doing it for the fans.
Yeah, it says it all goes to the Florida Mental Health Coalition.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Okay. Here's probably my favorite one. Let's see.
Yo, big up my main man, Alejandro Wagwan, rude boy. What's going on, bro? What's up? It's your boy, Chet Hanks, man. Look, your wife reached out to me, Carly.
What is it, Chet Hanks?
You got a birthday coming up, the big 3-6.
Why does he think that accent is so funny?
Because his mom told him what it was. But
it's right.
She said it was the funniest thing the entire Golden Globes night.
Let's see another one.
It's so stupid.
You motherfucker, dude. How you doing, dude?
Pretty good. How are you?
Crazy.
A little repetitive with the dude.
How you doing, dog?
I'm all right. I just told
dog.
So Chet Hanks.
Profile picture, no shirt.
Can I Chet Hanks, who's bigger than Chuck Norris, Chris Chelios, JD Martinez. Chet Hanks is $295.
How ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Can you play another Chet Hanks one?
There's only two. There's only those two.
Oh, at $295, it's a bargain.
How long is the beard now?
What color is it? Is it like down to here? Or like full, like,
yeah,
like what color care. Is it too? Is it orange?
Like you care.
Where you at, bro? You at the strip club?
No, I'm working.
It sounds like one of his buddies bought one and he's just
how embarrassing.
Cersei from Game of Thrones is on there now.
Lincoln High class of 2020.
Oh, okay. Yes, but she's expensive. She's $325.
What?
Really?
Lena Headey.
I'm not a Game of Throneser, but does that seem like a lot?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's not as much as Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
Shaka Khan.
I'm here to wish Susan a very happy, happy 62nd birthday from her husband, Bill.
Tell me something
Don't
good.
Don't mess with Bill.
Oh, Shaka Khan is $600.
Oh,
my God.
What? Oh, how ridiculous. Well, she can't tour. She needs some income.
She should
Shaka
have
Khan has to eat.
Doesn't she have some song she could sell for an ad? Or a movie?
Probably not a good time to do that. Nobody's making movies.
Embarrassing.
Oh, my God, is that
That's
funny?
Very, very sad.
Anybody else, Brennan?
That's all I had for today, but I keep checking for new ones.
Okay. I think I'm going to glob up. Just for the stretch run of the show.
Oh, okay, great. Which is going to be Deborah Messing, or is it going to be? Do you think that guy from United is worth playing?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you play him now?
Well, you're not going to be here.
Well, I did hear him already. No, I would kind of like to see that. It's incredible that this guy, he falls in the Jerry Krause category as far as management weasels.
Yeah. Well, go glob up. I'll all play right. it. I don't. Trudy, did you see him? Did you see GMA at all?
No, no, I didn't watch GMA. I watched the
Trudy. You think my globbing? Do you think globbing up is helping?
I was going to ask you about. Is it supposed to be on your arm?
Yeah, it is on my arm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
No, you put it on your arm, but is it supposed to go on your arm?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that.
But I'm using a larger glob to try and I'm trying to reach the Charlie Sheen winning Tiger Blood because he said he was globbing testosterone and I thought he said he was doing huge amounts of HGH.
Nah. Yeah, now you just got to add a little bit of crack.
Yeah, I guess I do. I need the crack. If I had some Flocka, wait, what's it called?
Flocka.
Flocka, yeah.
Or bath salts.
You know, I just thought of something. I'd like to take BP after globbing up. What if I took BP after globbing up and Flocka?
Oh, my God.
Oh!
The ball doesn't stand a chance.
I'll go glob up. I'll be right back.
So GMA had...
Boston would have never done that. No one, he would never done anything like that.
What is the update on Austin Haroof?
Some Flocka. I think I saw a picture of him where he got really, really big behind bars. Fat.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he...
Did he get brain damage still, though?
I
know what it was.
Did he test negative?
They said that he was definitely insane. Like,
he ate someone's face. I think that would be insane.
Right. But a lot of times we always hear about people trying to plead insanity. That doesn't work anymore. It used to work in, like, the 30s, 40s, and 50s, but now it doesn't. Well, this one, actually, I believe that he was...
Yeah, you know why? Because he went, I ate the guy's face. I'm fucking nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I drank. Didn't he drink, bleach or caustic chemical? Paint. Yeah, something. Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
all because... Do you remember? All because the restaurant was really slow getting his order out to him.
Yeah.
Remember he was eating at this family?
Lost the handle.
Yeah, I kind of understand. So GMA,
he wasn't really hungry for a face though, was he?
He was starving, Trudy. He was gonna eat the first thing he could get his hands on, which apparently was that guy's face. Didn't he start stabbing himself too? Where's the documentary on Austin Haroof? I demand one now.
That is seriously missing. That would be entertainment now since there's nothing else.
The last thing I'm drawing a blank now. But the last thing we're demanding a documentary on is actually happening.
What's that?
I got to look it up here. Someone emailed us, and this is just something.
Because there's a ton of... I wish I could choose. I could just tell someone which documentary, what story I want to see in documentary form.
Oh, pain.
I have a couple of true crime ones that I want to see.
Like what?
Like the ones I've talked about in the past, the boys on the tracks, which I've heard podcasts of, but I want to see a visual.
Oh,
because that is an insane story that incorporates so many weird angles. And then the disappearance of that dude in Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
From the Ugly Tuna Saloon.
That's yeah. Didn't ID do a story on that one too? But not you want we need a long form documentary.
Yeah, I want a big old 10-part Last Dance documentary on those murders.
No, the parts, really? You think?
No, I'm exaggerating.
A lot of parts.
The last
you guys. You did see though that Nick Cage, according to Variety, is taking the Tiger King series or movie.
Yes,
he is.
He's going to play Joe Exotic.
Mm-hmm.
God, he doesn't say no to anything.
I know. Well,
we don't imagine being like who? It was Dak Shepard and Andy Dick. They wanted to play him, but they lost out to Nick Cage.
But once again, we don't need the movie. The reality is way better. God. What is the?
That's high praise.
What is the movie going to do for us that the documentary didn't?
Scripted series. So that means it's a series like the series Tiger King, only now a guy playing him.
Oh, that's gonna be a failure.
CBS TV.
It's Nick Cage. It'll be a masterpiece.
Oh boy. Hey, that reminds me. There's been a big story about Carol Baskin. Her first interview.
She got pranked.
Did you listen to the whole, I think it's about 12 minutes long, these two pranksters pranking Carol Baskin from Tiger King?
I actually didn't listen. I meant to listen to it, but then I didn't, and then I got upset with them that they got her phone number and I didn't.
Trudy,
No, I did not.
So I think all you guys need to know is that she got pranked into doing her first interview, and that's it, because it's a waste of time listening to this, and most of it is set up, and what these two guys did, they sent emails to her because her phone, she doesn't really have a phone anymore. And if she does, she turned it off because of death threats. It just goes straight to voicemail. So they went back and forth. And they posed as Jimmy Fallon saying, Jimmy Fallon would love to have you on. He will not talk about your husband or Tiger King, which is how they hooked her. And then they had to pull drops of Jimmy Fallon asking questions.
Oh.
And so she starts the interview.
Okay, that's clever.
Except, it made no sense when you hear the interview that she did. The questions don't really flow like an interview would flow. And I feel like she probably didn't know that it wasn't real. But if she did, she was probably going to go along with it because for the slim chance that it is real. But it was, I don't know. It really, to me, it landed kind of with a thud. And then all I could think of is, you know, they spent all this time setting this up and going back and forth and getting her on. Was it really worth it? But I guess so, because I watched it. But it seemed
Were these dudes?
I don't know, two British guys, two people with funny accents.
YouTubers, right?
And they pranked her using Zoom, right? Because that's how Fallon and Kimmel, that's how they're all doing their late night shows.
Yeah.
So the one guy poses a producer, and then the other guy was Fallon, but on Zoom, Fallon had his camera off. As if he would do an interview with somebody for The Tonight Show and not have his camera on Zoom.
I
actually, for the first time ever, felt a little bad for Carol Baskin because it was so dumb. That she was duped. It's just I felt bad that she could be so gullible and not raise those questions.
Wow. So it was like the Arnold Schwarzenegger call to the Hooters girl, only on Zoom.
Pretty much. And, you know, the questions were about, like, quarantining, and so they were pretty generic. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just thought the whole thing was kind of stupid.
Thanks for calling Hooters. Okay, how can I help you?
How are you?
Good.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Get to know me?
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
You son of a bitch.
What?
Stop whining.
Stop whining?
Yeah.
I'm not whining. What are you talking about?
Who are you?
I'm someone that works at this restaurant.
You lack discipline.
What?
You lack discipline.
Do I like discipline?
Yes.
You need to call a different line. This is Hooters. You don't call here talking like that.
Did you hear this? I was looking for the one. Drew is listening to a couple. I don't know. I don't think this is one we did, but this one was pretty good. Let's see.
Who's speaking?
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Huh?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, what do you up to?
This may sound strange, but I'm looking for someone that lived here a long time ago.
And who's that?
Sarah Connor.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This may sound strange, but I'm looking for someone that lived here a long time ago.
That what?
This may sound strange, but I'm looking for someone that lived here a long time ago.
That lived where a long time ago?
Look, I don't know you, and I don't answer to you.
Uh-huh. You don't know me?
Yes.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I'm looking for someone that lived here a long time ago.
Lived where? Where do you live?
I don't know you, and I don't answer to you.
Downtown, this is Melissa. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, I would like to have a room, please.
It's $60 for one bed and $65 for two.
What's in the two-week package?
I don't know how much it is for two weeks. Okay, are you wanting one bed or two beds?
Two.
Okay, so it's $820 for 2 weeks for two beds.
How much is that?
It's $810 plus a $50 deposit, so you're looking at $860 for two, for, hang on one second.
I don't know to have any money.
Actually, $870. With the deposit, sorry.
I don't know to have any money.
What was that?
I don't know to have any money.
Hang on one second.
I don't have any money.
Yes, I would like to have a room, please.
For two weeks, two beds? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and you want it when? From tonight for 2 weeks or what?
Tonight.
When do you want it? Tonight, okay. Can I get your name, please?
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't believe it. Give me a real name.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, dude, I'm hanging up on you. You're going to act like this.
Hello?
Hi, thanks for calling me, Nuts and Blue to West. Can you please hold for a moment?
Yes.
Thank you.
He's so polite.
Hi, thanks for holding. How can I help you?
I'm hungry.
All right, what can I get started for you?
Pasta.
We don't actually have pasta at our location.
Cookies?
What was that?
Cookies?
This is me and Nuts on Blue to West. I'm not sure if he might have called the wrong number.
Who told you can eat my cookies?
I don't know. I think they're
maybe my favorite Arnold drop.
Yeah.
Is that Big Gretchen?
Except your daddy.
Yeah. No, it was the Schwarzenegger prank calls. Because I was talking about Carol Baskin's that terrible.
You also, Mark, you also teased something that you said is coming to documentary form that I don't know. Oh, of. Like, what's coming?
We asked for a Payne Stewart documentary on the plane. Yeah. So coming soon to the Smithsonian.
Pilotless plane.
Yeah. The Smithsonian Channel is doing, you know, their air disasters series, which is in season 10. Nice to know that there's that many air disasters.
What the hell?
But
we could catch up on that.
Deadly Silence, May 19th on the Smithsonian Channel.
God, that was weird.
About Payne Stewart.
I don't want to be rude about it, but some people are saying that Darren McFadden was more crashed than the people on the plane.
Too bad they couldn't shake that plane.
who are the other air mysteries?
From that series?
Or yeah.
Who else? I just closed the window. I don't know what else they have coming up.
Oh, well, that sounds interesting.
I mean,
I am all out of stuff to watch on TV.
This is very exciting. I found another show on Apple TV Plus that is pretty damn funny, if you like comedies. It's kind of a cross between Silicon Valley and I guess Sunny in Philadelphia, because they wrote it and Rob McElhenney is the star. But it's about these guys that work for they're making the most popular video game in history. And so it's just a pile of very egotistical
Mario,
very egotistical people with character flaws. And it's really, I was surprised how funny it is. F. Murray Abraham's like the old,
what's your name of it?
George R. R. Martin. I knew you were going to ask me that, and I can't think of it now.
So, can I watch it in the 30-day free trial period?
Yes. Yeah.
Although I think it's and then cancel.
A listener said, I wish I had his name, too. I'm not ready for any of this, but Mythic Quest, Raven's Banquet. It sounds really stupid, but it's pretty damn funny.
That's right. He was on Dak Shepard's podcast promoting that.
Of course
that.
He was.
Well, I meant to
never got to the yesterday. GMA guy, by the way, Drew, while you were gone, while you were globbing up. So
I thought globbing on up
to a deep basement.
Can somebody finish that song?
In the ground.
Globbing on up. I think parties should have globs of testosterone for people that are waning or like getting ready to leave the party. If they want to get a second wind, just glob them up.
Why don't they choose what they usually use? Cocaine.
Well, globbing up is probably cheaper.
Okay. I don't know about that, though.
Isn't cocaine
easier
to get? Well,
she'll get hard instead of soft.
Speak for yourself, man.
Okay,
so,
Mr. Cocaine,
I have a question about that, though, Drew.
Mark Farley, how are you? Gets hard from coke?
What are you talking about? I have no idea.
It's incredible. ridiculous.
Why did you?
So you get testosterone all by itself, because I get the testosterone and estrogen together, so I get a mix.
Whoa! Cool.
I think globbing up would help me.
We'll glob you up.
Let's swap your let's swap your globs out for estrogen and see what happens.
Oh no! You
need to try that.
I'll try anything once, at least once.
Oh.
Hot.
Oh, speaking of hot, did you see Elizabeth Hurley's new Instagram picture?
Yeah, I see pictures of her in her bikini. It seems like every day.
Good. Look at that, man.
No, she looks fantastic.
54.
I don't know. Do women need to be seen in their bikinis every day? Is that a new thing? Is that some sort of some character trait that is Darwinian and survival-esque?
I'm not stopping them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to stop.
I mean, some of them, it's funny though, you read about all these people dying, coronavirus and this and that, and this country's doing this, and then all of a sudden, you know.
Liz Hurley.
There's Liz Hurley. Look at those titties.
Hey, it's what makes the world go around, man.
Or you know what they had yesterday was.
You might be sick, but those titties ain't sick.
You know. You know what I'm so sick of is. What's her name? Gigi Hadid.
Oh, I know.
And what's the other one?
The ugly sister, Bella.
They had this picture of Gigi Hadid shows cleavage as she gets sunshine. And in the picture, first of all, she has no tits.
Yeah,
she's not a breasty girl. Why did they say shows her cleavage? It's like that is not cleavage.
I honestly
couldn't
tell those two apart if you said, "Hey, here's a picture of each."
I think they're pretty, but are they that hot? I mean, give me Emily Ratajkowski or.
They're pretty hot though. You don't think so?
I don't need to see them every day in some state of undress. I don't.
I'll look.
I'm used to seeing Kim Kardashian every day in some state of undress, and that's okay.
She hasn't been kind of out lately, though, has she?
Yeah, Kim.
I'm just not paying attention. Since she became a lawyer.
She had some sheer bodysuit she was advertising the other day.
Oh, was she? Oh, okay. But she's always doing that. It's just her second step away from being nude.
She seems a little quiet of late. I agree.
Speaking of swimsuit pictures, you see how mad Bentley was at the Demi Lovato story?
Oh, what was that story? Because he sent another story I was intrigued by.
He said, I couldn't help but click on the Demi Lovato link. Sorry, Demi, maybe you don't have makeup on, but that is not a swimsuit pic. The water cannot be above your distorted tubes, which are underwater. Then I clicked Instagram. Can you believe she has 80 million followers on Instagram?
Oh, my God.
Here, let me see if I can find. The headline is Demi Lovato hailed as natural beauty after posing in swimsuit without makeup. And if you look at the picture, you know she took like 300 pictures to make sure she had the hottest one still. See it?
Oh, and no makeup.
Jim's right. Her boobs are distorted because they're underwater.
I got to tell you, I was thinking about this today, about just how mentally ill the United States of America is. I mean, the country is really mentally ill right now. Really mentally ill. And one of the signs that has led me to this conclusion, this medical diagnosis from a non-medical person...
if you don't like America, then you can get it.
Is the fact that not only do you have all these Instagram models / whatever they are, influencers / models, which is ridiculous. I mean, the name influencer, that tells you how mentally ill the country is, calling those people influencers who deserve to influence us. And, you know, they take us to the Fire Festival and all these ridiculous places, and no one stops calling them influencers. But... it's not just them. It's because they do this on Instagram. Hey, here's a selfie of me looking from the right. Here's me looking up. Here's my cleavage from this angle. Here's underboob. You know, it's like, I mean, it seems insane to me. It's like, you know, Liz Hurley every day in a swimsuit. Okay, I mean, I don't have a problem with it, but I'm just saying it just seems odd. And then when you go, you notice that because I got so busy, you know, pushing our Facebook. Oh, by the way, like us on Facebook. We've been in the 25,000s forever. Why do we all not have 26,000 likes yet?
Well, maybe if we could advertise on there, they won't let us.
It would help. So anyway, I really never spent much time in Facebook, but, you know, I look up old friends and people from college and people from radio and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And this phenomenon where you go, oh, what are they doing? You look at the pictures, you go to the photographs. And there's some people that, you know, they have nature shots. and occasionally a picture of their kids or something. You have some people that, you know, it's like you can see with each kid's birth, there's like 5 billion pictures. And then there's those people, and they may have 4 kids. And it's like, here I am in the car. Here's my face from left. Here's my face from right. Here's my face from below. Here's my face from above. It's like endless selfies of the same, in some cases, very average-looking person. But it's like, I'm hotter than you think. And I feel like the fact that the whole world doesn't pile on these people, go, you are so narcissistic and into yourself.
Hey,
get over yourself.
Hey, body positivity, man. We're about building people up, not tearing people down.
The hilarious thing is, you know, you'll see these people who are relative, you know, they're okay looking. They're not bad looking, but, you know, selfie. Here's me from really close. Here's me from not quite as close. Here's my tits. Here's my, you know, here's this, here's that. Here I am in my nightgown here, you know, and it's on and on and on. And occasionally 8 comments, and I love looking at the comments. I'm like, oh, gorgeous. You are so – nobody ever says, okay, not so bad.
Why don't you start one? Just
I know. I feel like wouldn't people feel better about their pictures of themselves, their endless selfies, if occasionally someone said, nah, not your best?
Yeah, if they're all good, none of them are good.
Getting a little old. I don't know.
Because the endorphin rush comes from being seen. It used to be from accomplishing something, but now there's just an endorphin rush from being seen and – thinking, oh, yeah, I successfully made a beautiful picture of myself.
Isn't taking a new hot picture of yourself every 3 days and your photos in your Facebook is nothing but selfies of you? Isn't there some mental illness there? Isn't there some narcissism there? Are we just high on narcissism in this country?
Yeah. You gotta be positive, man.
That's one sign of our mental illness, in my opinion. Because nobody even complains, but nobody even says, oh, my God, have we become in love with ourselves in this country. And I understand social media is a different thing, and we're probably getting used to it to some degree, but I'm just stunned at the people that take endless pictures of themselves and post it, you know, where you punch photos like, oh, I want people to see photos of what I'm doing. And it's like, oh, you.
Yeah, like Clayton Patterson.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's an example. Now, that guy has worked hard to look that way. So
maybe some of the women do, too. I don't want to discourage them.
I could show you some examples.
I want to keep encouraging them.
In love with themselves, people.
It makes it really hard, though, when you don't want to take pictures of yourself all the time. And then if you're, like, seeing a person and they're like, hey, send me a pic. That kind of pressure. It's.
I know.
I just opened up our Instagram page, and the first top one is a new video by Ali Hoxie. And if you go down, the first comment is, you're very hot. And she's just, I don't even know what she's doing. Let's see what she's doing.
Searched everywhere. I looked through hundreds of files.
It's her looking through files, and now she's looking at her phone.
I looked everywhere in my wardrobe, but I just couldn't find where I asked for your opinion.
That's it. That's all. That was it. And the guy wrote, you're very hot.
It looks like she's looking through the files. It looked like a laundry basket. She's going through files.
Looks like she's
doing, oh my God, you're so hot. When you go through files, it's so hot.
Oh, man. I'm so hard.
And the responses are as pathetic as the endless selfies. The next sign of our mental illness is, well, Ohio is certainly a sign. The fact that people, not only can they not wear masks when they're in a retail store, they can't even be asked. Yeah. It's just too much. We're too defiant. People get too angry because we're asking them to, you know, perhaps extend their life or extend the life of others. That's just too much to ask.
I'm not a baby.
Well, the reason I say I'm not a baby is because I can decide that for myself. Now, you can tell me to do it. I'm still going to do it.
Well,
I want to do it. Okay, so maybe I'm defiant, too, but at least I make the right choice.
That's what I'm confused about. Did they want to make people to wear masks, or were they just asking them?
Well, I think they were trying to say that, look, you got to wear a mask.
Okay. Isn't that the point of having a health department in charge of this kind of pandemic?
Yeah, that's,
and
that's,
all the moves that we have to make, because people aren't going to accept the government telling them what to do, is what DeWine said.
That's what it's come to,
Trudy. What is the government good for, then, at all?
People don't even want to necessarily take advice from a scientist when there's a pandemic. They go, well, I can decide myself. I don't want to wear a mask. You've been keeping me home all this time. Fuck you. I'm not wearing a mask, and I'm going to this huge party, and I'm going to spread my shit all over the place. And if the next person that asks me to wear a mask, I'm going to wipe my nose on their shirt.
Oh, God.
Did that guy get arrested?
No, they're trying to find him.
They're looking for me. He has a white van, by the way.
Oh, that'll be easy to find.
It's an older white van, though. It's not a model you see a whole lot.
You'll be glad to know that Miami Beach closed one of their big beaches because they issued thousands of face mask violations in the 5 days it was reopened. So they said, all right, you guys can't handle this. We got to close this beach
down. We can't handle it. It's, you know, it's just too much for us.
The first 2 days.
And I don't like it either. I'm telling you, I'm not crazy about wearing a mask. I don't like wearing gloves. I don't like that I can't go some places. I want to go to a Tigers game. I'd love to do a million things right now. I don't fucking like it.
Did you see the lady that, she's all over the internet now, who cut a hole in her mask so she could breathe easier?
Yeah.
Now, I couldn't figure out, Brandon, because I didn't dive too hard into it. Is she just being defiant and like, hey, I'm still wearing a mask, but she can breathe. She's just being an idiot, or is she really that dumb and thinks that she doesn't know how to mask?
Here, check it out. Check it out.
So this girl's coming in with her mask on. Y'all need to see this.
Hey, Joe, look at this ghetto ass mask.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. I need 10 on pump one, please.
Where'd you get that mask from?
Well, since we have to wear them and it makes it harder to breathe, this makes it a lot easier to breathe.
Cutting it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll do that too. Thanks for the advice. Appreciate you.
Is that real or is that a joke?
I don't know.
That sounds like stupidity trying to explain itself.
Oh, this is what I hate about Twitter. Why is Will Clark trending now?
Let me guess.
Is he dead? Clark.
Let's see. I used to think he's one of my...
The Athletic has an oral history of him.
Oh, man. Print that out. I'm reading that. I loved Will Clark.
Yeah, there are 12 subscribers will love that.
12.
Honestly, I don't know anyone who subscribes to The Athletic, and I remember when it came out.
That author probably got 10 grand per reader of that article.
What's it cost to subscribe? Do you know?
You know what? I don't know. I told you I signed up and then canceled it.
I remember when it started, and it's like, this is the greatest collection of sports writers you can find in any publication.
Do you mean the new standard of journalism?
I guess so.
Like 10 bucks a month.
10 bucks a month?
That's
or 60 a year.
We provide 13 hours of content a week, and I would never ask for $10 a month. Well, this is this incredible collection of talent, the greatest sports writers in the world. It's so great that you're going to be willing to pay for this. And I heard people argue with me about it, too, because I was like, people don't pay for anything online. They're not going to pay for that.
Oh, breaking news. You get a year subscription for $40 now. It's
They seem to have lowered the rate.
Or a two-year subscription for $80.
Interesting. Maybe they're making a shit ton of money. I don't know. Nobody will say.
Daddy did a sale for only $5.
But I do know that they've raised a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep opening. They opened up all these offices all over the world, and then I noticed they're shutting some down.
Ooh.
Sounds like WeWorks a little bit. Anyway, so mental illness. There's a lot of it in this country. And Deborah Messing really is, I think, a good example of how mentally ill we are. Because, you know, everyone having a voice, I really do believe, is part of it, because it's sort of like everyone has a voice about wearing a mask.
Yeah.
You know, no, you don't really have a voice because you haven't done the homework on this. And it's, you know, there are things that people are advised to do that they really mean it. And there's really some good basis for it. And you would think at a time like this that people would pay attention and they'd go along with it. But no, I got my own voice. I'm making my own decisions.
I'm not a baby.
So, you know, if you open Twitter, of course, and you look at how incredibly self-righteous that pile of people are, I mean, adults telling on each other in mass, adults going through years and years of Twitter trying to bust someone for a terrible tweet, you know, when they've just achieved their greatest moment.
Yeah, just waiting to hit that publish button.
This is such blatantly, it's just like, it's horrible manners. It's horrible humanity. It's like, how did we get this way? And I keep expecting when, you know, somebody hits four home runs in a game and then somebody finds their bad tweets from 11 years ago when they were 13. I kind of expect people to go, no, you're the asshole for going into his Twitter and trying to wreck his day. Yeah. You're the asshole. So knock it off. Stop. You know, I remember parents telling kids, like, you know, being a tattletale is really not so cool. You shouldn't always be telling on your brother. You shouldn't always be telling on your sister. I mean, isn't that true?
Stop snitching. Yeah.
I don't mean stop snitching.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, when it's a kid. And when it's an adult, you know, and it's an 11-year-old tweet or something, I would think people would pile on the person that's going through someone's Twitter trying to bust them for something they did when they were 11 or 12 or 14 or 15. It's frequently, it's when they're a kid in high school, when kids are dumb. And I don't understand why that's okay. It just seems like we've so abandoned the most basic humanity, which is, I don't know. Anyway, well, Twitter's...
You think, like, if they found these bad tweets, they might just DM and say, hey, you have some really bad tweets.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
You might want to remove them, you idiot.
Or just, you know...
No, because they get a better rush out of getting the person in trouble.
No, exactly. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's true. You know... This tattletaling and lecturing, things that we normally think, you know, oh, God, who wants a lecture? Who wants, you know, somebody that tells on you all the time? You know, like there are always people in the office like that are always stirring up shit. And they got an in with the boss. And what do you know? The boss now knows that so-and-so in this department are fucking.
Yeah.
You know, just those people that nobody ever liked them. But now they've just been made real. And there's zillions of them because of, well, I don't know why. Because they're social media, because everyone has a voice, and so they want to use it, and they want to bust people all the time. I mean, we do. We are constantly busting people.
I limit my exposure to Facebook, and I got a message from somebody the other day referring to something I said on the air about the last blockbuster.
Yeah,
I was like, the last blockbuster in the world is in Bend, Oregon. And it was a little story about how they're getting by in COVID-19. So I see this thing on Facebook where this woman is like, don't say it's the last blockbuster because there is one last one in. And I was like, I know, Oregon. But she's like, well, you should just check your facts. She wanted to argue about the dumbest possible thing. God. And I have to admit, I was irked too about that. The fact that it's so trivial, but you have to win that argument.
That's why you just walk away and then laugh at them.
How did so many people get this way so fast? And now, you know, every 20-year-old that's grown up with this.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I would think it'd be worse with them. Maybe it's better with them. Maybe they actually know better. Sometimes, you know, people are smart and want to give them credit for, or they just go, oh, you guys are pathetic. But anyway, the hypocrisy, too. You know, with Twitter, social media, politics, you know, when it comes to partisanship, well, how did so many people become such intense partisans that they just, you know, they just can't wait to pile on the other side? It's like, but you're a person going around living your life, paying your bills and doing your job and raising your kids. Why are you so determined to pile into these arguments?
It doesn't help that the leaders of both parties just fucking go right along with it.
No, it doesn't help. But, you know, I remember when Bill Clinton, when he said that blowjobs weren't sex or whatever, people are like, hey, blowjobs aren't sex. And I'm like, you know, if you are using Bill Clinton as your standard because he was able to cobble together, you know, 43, it was a plurality of the votes the first time. It wasn't even a majority.
I was really just having a little fun.
He is the president.
He's the president, but really an adult human being is going to go, hey, Bill Clinton's getting blowjobs, and he says it's not sex, so I guess I'm going to get blowed. I mean,
if you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
If you're that fucking stupid, I worry about you. That doesn't mean I want the president saying dumb things. And this thing today about Scarborough, I was just like, what?
Well, you have that one guy in, where is he, Kentucky or Kansas, who drank bleach.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, people couldn't wait to say it was Trump's fault that the guy drank bleach.
There's a lot of idiots out there, man.
I know there are. And, God, it was on that subject, the bleach, right, drinking bleach. Oh, I forgot who it was. It might have been somebody who's an actress or somehow known who said, Mike, you killed my grandfather Trump. He believed everything you said. And he...
MAGA.
I think he wasn't afraid enough of coronavirus, and he went somewhere and he got it and he died.
Oh, boy. Was it Deborah Messing?
Do you remember that? No, it was a 46-year-old actress. I remember because... When I was reading
the
story,
not looking too good.
When I was reading the story and I saw that she was 46, I was thinking, grandfather must be in his 80s. Got to be, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So did Trump really kill her grandfather? And by the way, her grandfather, that's the other thing. Her grandfather believed everything Trump said. Mm-hmm. Anyone who believes everything a politician says, just leaving Trump out of it, What the fuck is wrong with you?
Very stupid.
Really? Mm-hmm. And you're 80-something? So anyway, we have these partisan people. You know, your guy did it. He's terrible. And you're compliant. You're complicit. You know, our guy does it. Due process. And she's a slut. And she's run by the Kremlin. And, you know, all this crazy shit. When the, you know, whatever it is. And Deborah Messing, pretty good example. She tweeted out. And this is somebody, by the way, who was like all into Judge Kavanaugh's high school yearbook.
Okay.
Did you see what he put in your book? She said, she tweeted out, Tara Reid stole money from a nonprofit. This is the woman that is accused Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her.
Yeah.
And so it's attack her because she's after our guy. But when she's after or when someone's after Judge Kavanaugh, then it's, you know, it's this completely different response. In fact, I actually it's all this diving on Deborah Messing today.
When Christine, use of time.
I know it was actually kind of fun. I kind of enjoyed it. Christine Blasey Ford, her first tweet. I believe Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. I'll be joining the nationwide walkout with my sisters and brothers across the country Monday at 1 p.m. to stand in solidarity with her.
What's she walking out of?
I don't even know. I have no idea. But that's just the beginning of a series of, you know, blasting Kavanaugh and raving about Blasey Ford, how brave she is, and on and on and on. And I'm not trying to criticize Blasey Ford or Tara Reid. And I don't think Joe Biden, by the way, if there's a videotape of him fingering Tara Reid, I don't think one vote will change.
Hot.
I really don't. I mean, do you think people are really going?
Oh, yeah. No, I think if there's a video, yeah, I think some people would.
I don't.
I'm just saying those people are the hardcore in the base. They just won't go out and vote. They're not going to change their vote. They're just not going to go out and vote.
If they're inclined to go there's to bother, if they really care at all enough to vote, I don't think they'll change their vote.
There's a lot of Bernie supporters that just aren't going to vote.
So they'd rather have Trump than Biden, even though they're like Bernie?
Yeah, pretty much.
I find that hard to believe, but who knows? I mean, people are fucking crazy. We're mentally ill. Our country is mentally ill, so you're probably right. Anyway.
So the technicality about Tara Reid's story, though, is she said she felt uncomfortable after he fingered her? I mean, wouldn't you feel more than uncomfortable? I mean, wouldn't you be like...
I don't know.
Outraged?
I saw...
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I saw today where Joe Biden said that... something about that her story is all over the place or something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was. And then he says, after 27 years, something to that effect. And I'm like, but wait a second. When it's 36 years and it's Blasey Ford, like, well, this is how some people, this is frequently common with women where they stay friends with a person and they don't say anything for a long time until something makes them come. On one hand, you're completely understanding of the person. On the other hand, it's like, it's attack, attack, attack. So I
do find it interesting that Blasey Ford and Kavanaugh are the go-to talking points for Republicans.
What's the most recent thing?
Well, except for the president, but they don't want to bring that up.
But the president is really, I mean, does he have an accusation since Judge Kavanaugh?
Well, no, but I think the way the first one was covered back in October of 2016 is pretty equal situation and shows how bad the New York Times was in covering. But I just think it's a better scenario.
You mean the grab by the pussy?
No. The first lady, the one on the airplane, and the New York Times interviewed her, and they had the big story, and that was
grab
the first.
By the pussy.
I remember the story, but
the
honestly,
point being, they had no problem doing that, but they didn't do it for Tara Reid. But you don't hear it on one side because all you hear about is Kavanaugh and Blasey Ford, because they don't want to bring up the Trump thing because a lot of people believe there's a lot of validity to some of the Trump accusations. It's actually smart of the right to do that, but it's just kind of funny.
There's so many, you know,
I'm sitting here going, there's a way better equal to Biden, and it's Trump.
Trump and except what I think is fascinating about Kavanaugh is the media's behavior, more so than the people, because the people will be partisan no matter what. They'll never take a sexual assault charge the same way for their guy as they will for another guy.
I'm talking about the media's behavior, the way they treated the first Trump one versus the way they're treating the first Biden, the first real Biden.
But the thing about Kavanaugh is, first of all, this is Joe Biden's, this is the seventh person. This isn't the first person, it's the seventh. There's six other people.
The seventh sexual assault? I know there was seven, the one lady.
There were six people that came forward.
Yeah.
Does this include huffing hair?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
But you know what? There's other things about Biden, too. In fact, his go-to move, I don't know if you read this, but there's a few girls, and I don't think they're the six, who say that he puts his forehead against their forehead and like says, I'd really like to help you. Whatever he says, I don't know.
Wow, that was a good move.
I thought that move was so weird. It was like, I don't want anyone putting their forehead to my forehead. I don't want somebody that I want to fuck putting their forehead to my forehead.
Really?
No.
Elizabeth Hurley.
Not just forehead to forehead?
I'd rather she put something else to my forehead.
It's just weird. It's just weird. I don't know. I just think it's an odd thing. But the thing about Kavanaugh, though, is the way the media went with. The most disturbing thing of all is Julie Swetnick. The minute that comes out from Michael Avenatti, boom, it's everywhere. And it's the most incredible accusation. There's no vetting whatsoever. Just boom, you know, he's in line for gangbangs. And no one had even interviewed her. They just took Avenatti's word for it. In fact, when she was interviewed, she said, I think she said he was spiking the punch bowl or something, and they were gathered around a room or something like that. But there was no vetting at all. And now to wait 19 days for Tara Reid to figure out, let this absorb and see what happens. I don't know. I don't understand it. Trump, though, I think he has the benefit of the same thing that benefited Bill Clinton. When you have so many people accusing you, people get confused. And it's like, another girl. Because remember Clinton, it was like, bam, 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 bam. In fact, you know who turned up recently is... Who's the chick that's
Juanita Broderick.
Juanita Broderick, yeah.
In defending Tara Reid.
Yes, because Juanita Broderick insists that she was raped.
Yeah, but she, Tara Reid did not say that in her first complaint, which we hear is fairly normal.
Well, we hear it's normal depending on who it is and who we support. Because Christine Blasey Ford was 36 years, but nobody said, oh, sorry, what bullshit? Well, people on the right said it. But people on the left said, well, it's normal, and that's how people act, and sometimes they're friends with the person afterwards because they want to fix it. And, you know, you're led to, you know, I think she's brave, and I'm inspired by her, and I'm going to reveal my own, you know, it goes on and on and on. But when it's someone that you don't like, then all of a sudden it's like, 27 years, what the fuck? And Deborah Messing is a pretty good example because she does all that stuff. And then, honestly, though, it should have been no more social media for Deborah Messing so long ago because in 2012.
I think she does it on purpose so she can then have an apology tweet.
I don't know what she's doing.
She's the queen of apology
tweets.
She
seems so upset all the time. In 2012.
I'm kind of worried for her, actually.
She says that she celebrated International Women's Day by posting a photo of a dozen cupcakes decorated as vulvas in various colors, shapes, and sizes.
Yummy.
Wow. Nobody's going to eat that.
Gross. Then members of the trans community complained. And I was going, why would the trans community complain about that? But then we got Deborah Messing's apology, who said... The porn industry has perpetuated the myth of what a beautiful vagina looks like, making some women insecure about the shape of the vulva. Everyone in my picture is unique and powerful. And it's not every one. It's every cupcake and every vulva that she apparently cooked into her cupcake. Then she says, I do not think there are many unique and powerful women. Oh, no. I did not think, but there are many unique and powerful women who don't have a vagina. And I should have thought about that. And for that, I am so sorry.
Yeah, you should have, Grace. After all, you're Grace.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Well, that certainly doesn't make your vagina sound very appealing.
So then in 2019, September, she posted a sign in an Alabama church that said, a black vote for Trump is mental illness.
Yeah.
Like, and
she didn't make it. She posted someone else's work.
Oh, she retweeted somebody?
So. She's a goofus.
Which, honestly, to me, makes it even more hilarious because the originator never apologized. Again, the originator was an unwilling grace.
So it starts with comedian Terrence K. Williams, who starts the hashtag, racist Deborah Messing, which, of course, is trending in no time. And Deborah Messing, who should have known that there was no more social media for her already, she says, the use of the term mentally ill was wrong and hurtful. What about the idea that Deborah Messing from this TV show Will and Grace would feel comfortable telling an entire race of people how they should vote? isn't that a little strange?
Yeah.
Deborah Messing, this girl from this Tony suburb in Connecticut, who has this charmed life and makes all this money on this stupid TV show, that she would actually believe that she can judge an entire race of people in terms of how they vote and whether they're mentally ill. I mean, I the mental illness part to me is a separate part of it. But so a few weeks later, she's so sorry. Again, she's so sorry. And I would think she would have said, hashtag no more social media for me. But no, just a few weeks later, she asks The Hollywood Reporter to publish a list of entertainers who supported Trump at a Beverly Hills fundraiser. She sucks Eric McCormick into this, saying that she, and I think Eric said also, that they would never work with any of those people, and they urged others to make the same promise.
Eric McCormick got dragged into it.
He did. And it was pretty quick. In fact, Whoopi Goldberg had, the first response, where Whoopi Goldberg said, there was this thing called the Blacklist back in the day. And, there had just been a movie, which I think she had posted about, honestly, because I read so much this morning, I can't even remember exactly. I think it was starred Bryan Cranston, and it was about a writer's blacklist. He plays a writer who was blacklisted, and he writes under another name, and Deborah Messing had said, that's a great movie. And then shortly after that, she's saying, blacklist these people! So, again, Deborah Messing is so sorry. She is so absolutely sorry that,
stop tweeting
that she
Messing.
Would do this and say this. And
then today.
And then, I forgot about it. I completely forgot about today. Wait.
She deleted a tweet because I think it was another retweet. Or she tweeted up a blog post about Tara Reid.
Oh, yeah. She said Tara Reid stole money from a nonprofit.
Yeah. Which apparently I think that which has been false.
That started somewhere else. And that actually trended, I think, at one point. Yeah. And Deborah Messing, a little late in the game, tweeted it herself. Didn't she retweet it herself? Didn't she tweet it herself?
I don't know if she deleted it.
I think she said Tara Reid. Let's not forget Tara Reid stole money from a nonprofit.
Yeah.
And that is not true. And so what was her apology? She just deleted it?
Yeah.
She didn't even apologize?
People are all over for shaming survivors.
Oh, well, it's not just Deborah Messing. This whole, she's run by the Kremlin and, on and on and on.
And Messing is a retweeting machine.
Oh, and if you really go through her Twitter, too, she is fucking angry. It sounds like every 3 hours she's like, this president is so terrible.
Yeah.
It just sounds like she sits at home getting angry, like the guy from Say Anything, John Cusack. He sounds so angry. And I always thought he was he seemed like a real sort of chill guy.
It's because he had those vaccines that ruined him. That's why he's an anti-vaxxer now.
That is so hard.
What thing would he be having as an adult?
Trudy, I don't know. I just wanted to bring up the point that he's an anti-vaxxer.
Isn't that really hard to digest that John Cusack would be an anti-vaxxer?
Yes.
But I'm starting to feel like...
want to know what Deborah Messing was upset about 3 hours ago?
Oh, no.
And this might not age well in like 5 years if these things take over and kill everybody. She's very worried about the Asian hornet. The murderous hornet.
The murderous hornet.
Yeah. Well, we all need to be worried about the Asian hornet.
It's like one small sighting in a corner of Washington.
I know. This story is a little blown up, isn't it? Because this morning I heard...
It's a fun story.
The hornet has killed like 6 people or something.
Yeah.
I mean, that's in the history of this hornet, I believe.
No, it kills 50 people a year in Japan.
Oh, yeah. 50 people a year?
Yeah.
In Japan.
Compared to coronavirus.
What are you trying to say, Trudy, within Japan?
I'm trying to say that it's distracting us from everything. No, I'm not saying anything about Japan.
It's a fun
where it came from.
I'm just kidding. It's a fun story. That's why people like it. It's a fun story to think of a murderous hornet.
They look bitchy as hell.
But Messing's flipped out about it.
Does she not have anything to do? Is she no longer hired for anything?
Can we?
I don't like flies.
Can we reboot Will and Grace and then never air it? Just make them record a bunch of shows. So
was it was already
busy.
Rebooted, wasn't it?
Exactly.
Did it do well?
I don't know.
It's over.
I don't know.
It ended. I thought I saw the other day the
I don't know
phenomenon.
Anybody that has ever maybe. Watched that show.
Didn't we either.
I don't either. Maybe she just doesn't have enough to do. So she gets herself whipped into a frenzy.
Yeah.
Well, maybe she's a social activist because she grew up in Connecticut. You know, feels like it's part of what she needs to do.
Well, she needs something else. She needs to busy herself.
Anyway, there's
throw some
so,
money at people.
There are so yeah. many people. There's so many people who are posting the same stuff she is. I mean, they're not all famous people with zillions of followers who are apologizing all the time. But I mean, it's just this vitriol is it's just really I don't know. I don't remember this country being so fucking angry all the time. And
political
it's not
memes
just
a, are the worst.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get out.
It's not just a few people. There's a lot of people who are just so fucking mad. And the it's, you know, I realize, remember the term Trump derangement syndrome?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm really starting to believe that's a thing. And not only is Trump derangement syndrome a thing, but what about these people who everything Trump does, they have to say, I did that because of blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? I just, first of all, I've never understood partisanship. It just seems like an insane prospect to me that you would actually, because politicians and televangelists, they could just trade places.
Sure.
I mean, that's how much I put into them.
I'm just tired of winning.
Winning?
Yeah. Remember? You promised that we'd be tired of winning.
Yes, I am tired of winning, too. I'm with you.
Does anybody feel like they're winning in this country?
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
Except for Trump feels like he's winning.
Yeah. Did you happen to catch Don Lemon's post, which is trending today?
Yeah, yeah.
God, that was kind of weird,
wasn't
it?
People are tagging him for hating on Melania. Which I couldn't figure that out, and so I watched it again. It's like, oh, because he said Michelle Obama's smarter than Melania. Okay, so
no, he said she's better educated and she's more successful.
So he's attacking women.
Oh, well, yeah, it was just a weird post. I don't know. It almost sounded like he was at the end of his line, or he's reached the end of the string.
Yeah, that's what a lot of the posts are saying.
Hey, Don, lemon squeezy, keep it easy. Here's the thing.
It's
man,
just lemon. My mom
run,
didn't name me. Hold so on. My mom didn't name me Don Lemon. Keep it easy squeezy. It's just Don Lemon. Go on.
Don Lemon, by the way, you know, now there's another guy who likes being very self-righteous.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with that sexual assault thing against him?
Where he made the guy smell his hand.
Yes. He put his hand on his wiener,
maybe
pulled
was,
it out and made a guy smell it.
Maybe there was nothing to it.
How stinky is your wiener?
Ugh.
Didn't he have a line with it too or no?
Yeah, he did have a line. I can't remember the line though. It was a pretty, I think it was one of those mic drop kind
Wasn't
of things.
Just, do you like dick or pussy? Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said smell my fingers.
He had,
oh, like dick or pussy.
I think he'd sent the guy a drink, hadn't he?
I don't know. Gross.
But there was a lot of, because I'd completely forgotten about that story. That's another one is like, it was kind of not a big deal. And most of those stories are a big deal. And maybe it was, you know, one of these right sort of leaning sites that said, whatever happened to this Don Lemon story? And why did CNN, you know, where's CNN on this? Because they haven't really done anything. And maybe it's settled. I don't know.
Well, you know, ever since I'm looking right now, and he, you know, filed it August of 2019, so maybe it's just tied up.
Is it different because Don Lemon's gay, so people aren't going to get all whipped up about it?
Well, I don't think the courts care about that.
If it's in court, there's probably an agreement not to talk about it.
A gag order?
Yeah.
I don't
that wouldn't
so.
Stop the media from talking about it.
I don't think it's a
gag
story. Just
it's
an gag. NDA, so he can't talk about what's going
I don't,
on.
I think it's an active case, isn't it?
Well, that's what I mean. If he filed this in August of last year, yeah, it's going to take a while.
Oh, well. Who cares? They'll probably pay a few bucks and it'll go away.
Well, yeah.
Because, you know, it's interesting when those things happen. Usually it's like, they settled, so it doesn't matter anymore. It's like, well, wait, if somebody paid a lot of money to make it go away, yeah. It seems like maybe it does matter.
The guy wanted $1.5 million to not file the suit.
Ooh, nice.
You know, on this this business of the media, and it was a post on Facebook, and I was kind of intrigued by it, where, you know, I was getting shit because I said, why is this Tara Reid thing? It seems like it's weirdly not getting a lot of attention. And that was before Biden in the interview on Saturday. It was on Thursday last week. And so somebody said, oh, come on, it's so obvious. People get the news they like. If they like CNN, they get they give them news they like. If they like Fox, they get news they like. So, you know, CNN doesn't like that news, and therefore you don't have to hear about it. And someone sent me something today about the Nicholas Sandman settlement with CNN. CNN settled with Nicholas Sandman. And he had sued them for $275 million. And so there was a sort of a consensus that obviously CNN ponied up some serious money, you know, maybe $10 million or something. Nobody knew because they can't say. But CNN had said from the beginning that we will fight this, you know, we will win this lawsuit. And then they settled fairly quickly. So anyway, the reason he sent me the story was because ABC, NBC, and CBS didn't do the story. They didn't even discuss it. It didn't even make the news. So I Googled all three of them. Nicholas Sandman settlement with CNN, nothing. You see Fox News. You see the Washington Examiner. You see the usual suspects that would like that story. And then big nothing. CNN did a 30-second story on it. That's
really?
It. Yeah. So maybe we do just get the news we like. Just tune in the place you like, and they give you what you want.
Yeah. That's why they do it. That's what people want.
A lot of selectivity to it. No doubt about it.
It is a business.
Yep. Clicks.
You are fake news.
Well, get us out of here. We don't have time for United Airlines. We'll come back to that tomorrow, though. Is that the whole financial hotline shutting down?
You beat me to it, Brandon.
All right, go to Hall Financial.
Can you glob up before the show and not midway through? A lot of energy there at the end.
I actually had a lot of energy today altogether.
I know, it's great. I know, I'm glad you do. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know how much energy globbing up really gives me. I don't get the sheen effect, unfortunately.
You know what that means? Double it.
I think I'm going to double it, and then I'm going to have to get the crack rocks. If I have to bang 7 crack rocks, I will. I want that tiger blood feeling, damn it.
That worked out well for him. He's doing wonderful now.
I just hope I don't have to chase it so hard. As the guy on Facebook pointed out the other day, chase. You know, we got 24,000 people on Facebook, and I've been chasing it ever since.
Because you peaked early.
Yeah. Well, that initial excitement, that initial high from 24,000 people on Facebook. So when we were getting 10,000, 8,000.
It's a letdown. It's a big letdown.
It's a big bummer.
It's very sad.
So Elric's got a new show tomorrow.
He does, yeah. I'm sure we'll be live on Facebook in the noon hour.
Can you talk about the Gretchen Whitmer press conference if I don't?
Well, I think we will, because I think I'm hoping one of the guests is going to be the signer, because ML knows her.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be live on Facebook so she can sign.
Yeah,
her
on Zoom.
Answers?
I just want to know all the dirty signs. Like, I assume that's one.
I'm not even going to talk about what just happened. All right, so Soul Detroit will be available probably Wednesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
And there's a new No Filter Sports.
I love watching women's golf.